about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. I bring you a message. A message few of you will be able to believe. A message of great importance. A message I alone was able to read in the fires of the universe.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Do this, sit back, please relax. This is not alright. Nope. Alright, this is how we gonna do this. Alright. Here we go. Alright, here we go, let's go. Here we go. Alright, here we go, let's go.
Where's the boom?
And now,
if Liam and Lisa Neeson leased a Nissan, which Nissan would Liam and Lisa Neeson lease?
Our feature presentation.
I wanted to hear those guys go.
He didn't go.
He kept saying, let's go.
No.
There's a lot of warm up there, but not actually much going.
Was there no going?
There was no going.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, the 12th of January.
How was your ride in this morning, Monkey?
You know, wet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Yeah.
You know, our advice is go slow. Or no, it's go really fast, so you're on the roads for a less amount of time.
Right. Well,
that's not good advice.
I feel like that's what we've stuck with over the years, though.
It's great advice.
Because
why would you want to be out on the roads driving further and longer while it's wet and dangerous out, Allie?
Right, so you go fast and then you get there quicker. I believe that's our advice.
Yeah.
You say it that way.
Right?
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
You're in. Okay, good.
Well, we do have a very big show today, and we have to start with, and Allie, I know you have thoughts on this. How does it make any sense for the Chargers to move to Los Angeles?
They can make so much more money.
How does it make sense for anybody except for that guy?
Well, that guy's the only one that matters.
It's the one guy?
Yes.
They do all of this.
Yes, for the guy that owns the team.
And disrupt the enjoyment of hundreds of thousands of loyal fans for more than 50 years in San Diego so that the one guy can make more money who's already a multi-billionaire.
Here's what I will tell you is that about half of the season ticket holders come from the Los Angeles area, especially southern Los Angeles, like Irvine and places like that. Half of their season tickets. They have
fans in Orange County and below.
No,
right.
Half.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
What about the other half?
The other half are ass out of luck.
Yeah.
The other half are people in San Diego who may or may not want to drive up to L.A. to see their team, right?
Right. I mean, that was the same with St. Louis.
But isn't this...
Right?
What do you mean? Say again.
When the Rams moved here, St. Louis, there were a lot of fans there that I'm sure wanted to keep going to the games, and they were like, you know what? Sorry.
Right. It feels icky. It feels awful. I don't think it's going to be successful for the Chargers. I can't imagine there's going to be that much support for them. There's barely any support for the Rams after one season. The Chargers are not a winning franchise. They have an elderly quarterback. They have no coach.
Wow.
He wears polo ties.
They've been in one Super Bowl in the team's existence.
You're a downer today, man.
Well, I'm just
I don't love it either.
I don't love it at all.
I saw the news and I was like, come on. First of all, as much as I love my city, we are fickle and we only like winners. If you're not a winner, people aren't showing up. And you can say, oh, they sold out all these tickets. Those people aren't going. They bought the tickets. You said you had tickets to, was it you? Somebody said they had tickets to two different games and they tried giving them away.
That wasn't me.
Okay. No. Somebody said, well, I tried giving away. No one would even take them.
Huh.
I don't think the interest for football with the Rams and the Chargers is in Los Angeles like people pretend it is.
But if either of those teams start winning, then
that's
it will be.
Adorable. And maybe that will happen one day.
Look, if the Raiders came back, that makes sense.
Absolutely.
The Chargers have no history at all. And I'm suspect of Kevin's off the top of his head stack because he's not a guy who usually knows things.
Right. That's why you should trust it.
But I would like to see some...
It seemed ingrained. It seemed like he had it in there.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. It didn't seem like he was making it up. Seems like he heard it from a guy. But I'd like to source that a little bit, where the Chargers fans are coming from.
All right. Let's say I'm wrong, though. The owner is the only one that matters.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's what's wrong with
unfortunate,
the whole thing.
But
here's
the way it works.
But here's my question. And the NFL is different than other businesses in that other owners all get a say.
Right.
It's not like he's a standalone business. He can do whatever he wants and screw how it affects the rest of the other businesses. The NFL is different from that. I feel like this is a case where the commissioner should step in and go, no.
What? I know. The commissioner of football?
Yeah. Yeah, should step in and say they should, or the teams or the other franchises should vote no on allowing this move. That's what I feel, because it's
these are owners who are in the business of making money, and they mm-hmm. might want to make a move at some point, and they would hope everybody would be. I suppose they would all stand together with whoever wants to do whatever they want to do. Don't you?
How are they going to make money though? In LA. If
well, I would
going.
Assume with the new stadium, I would mm-hmm. assume there are a lot of suites. And I think that's where a lot of people mm-hmm. make money.
Yeah. I agree. Okay. And that seems to be where the problem was in San Diego, is the owner was trying – what's his name? Spanos?
Spanos, yeah.
Was trying to get a new stadium built, but he wanted the taxpayers to pay for it.
Which
because...
is insane to me right there. You've
exactly.
got billions. You're an owner. You pay for the goddamn stadium.
And didn't the Rams figure out a way to build that stadium that they're building in Inglewood with no taxpayer dollars?
Yeah, we're not paying for it.
Not paying for it at all.
Mm-mm.
So why were they able to do that in L.A.? This guy can't do it in San Diego. Is that a stupid question?
I think San Diego voted no. I think they put up to a vote.
Yeah, the people said no.
People said, you know what? No.
Beat it.
They said no on taxes going to it. Why couldn't he come up with a plan to build it without tax dollars like they did in L.A. is my question.
I don't know, Bean.
I don't like it.
Okay, but no one cares if you like it.
So now they're going to come up soon, right? This summer, they're going to come up here, and they're going to start playing at the StubHub Center for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then they'll move in with the Rams when the new Inglewood place comes.
When's that, 2019 season?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
By the way, that's going to be awesome at the StubHub Center, though, because that place holds...
27,000?
Yeah. So it's small, and every seat is close.
Then that... Yep.
That's great.
They might fill that.
They will.
Yeah. So that'll be nice. That'll be good for them.
Plus, we got this. San Diego Superchargers. Right? Beans forgetting about this.
Did forget about that.
Yeah, that is good.
Spanos out on the 50-yard line doing his little dance.
Does he?
I think. Never been to a Chargers game. I don't know.
No one has, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
I saw somebody say that the most popular LA team is going to be the Las Vegas Raiders. And I thought, you're probably right.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
At all. I don't know. I just...
Bean doesn't like it. Someone make a note, whoever that is.
I love it.
Whoever's keeping
notes. I don't like... You really do?
Yeah, because I like the thought of other teams coming in and going to get to see professional football.
So this gives you a chance to see the Packers and see the Patriots and see the Cowboys and teams like that when they travel.
Like, I went to one Rams game, and that was the Cardinals game. And that was fun because I got to see the Cardinals play for the first time in a long time.
That was a great game.
It was a great game.
Holy crap.
Look, I know that it's a business, but I get that it's a fatal flaw that a lot of people fall into, which is to think that it has something to do with loyalty to a team also.
God, no.
But that doesn't factor in, I guess.
Yeah, get that out of your head. Bean, here's the thing. We say it all the time, you love too much.
Right?
You're letting your emotions get in the way.
My heart
here.
Is too big.
Yes.
My brain is too small in this instance.
That's
I guess.
It.
All right. Well, anyway, the official they're having a team meeting at 8 a.m., and the official announcement is expected later today, but apparently all sources are saying that it is a go and it is going to happen. So,
all right.
So,
good times.
On that.
Let's talk about this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Which is a failing pile of garbage.
That's pretty true.
Yeah.
Got to be honest.
Wrong.
I don't like for him to be right, but Dr. Drew's on the show today. We're going to talk sports with Jim Rome. We do both of those on Thursdays regularly. We have Beer Mug Theater today, everybody. Very excited.
Yes.
We have Rob Benedict, Richard Spate, and Michael Cudlitz coming in studio.
Wow.
For a little show called Kings of Cons. We have People Are Dumb on the program today, and we've got your tickets for U2 at the Rose Bowl. How about that? Plus your tickets to Split, the movie. You can see that before everybody else. We've got your tickets to see the L.A. Clippers versus Oklahoma City. And we've got your ski trip to Crested Butte, Colorado. How about that? So that's all coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
That means it's Ralph Garman time here on a Thursday. Hey, Ralph.
Hey there, boys and girls. How would you like to go see Split? Brand new movie that's going to be in theaters everywhere on January 20th. You will get to see it early. January 17th at the Krikorian Buena Park Metroplex. New film starring James McAvoy about a guy who's got, 24 distinct different personalities. And he kidnaps three girls, and, that's not a good recipe.
You are all going to die tonight.
I don't know if they do or not, but they're not going to have a good time. Let's put it that way.
Doesn't look like it.
If you'd like to see it, why don't you give us a call now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through with that phone number, we'll get a pair of tickets to see our advance screening of Split. It's a good thing we don't have time machines, right?
I don't know why.
Victoria Beckham just wrote an open letter to her younger self in the latest issue of British Vogue magazine. She said if she could go back in time and give advice to her 18-year-old self, she would tell her to not get a boob job. What's up with that?
Whoa, right? Hold on. How slow you roll, someone, Victoria.
Someone blow up that time machine before Victoria Beckham gets into
what?
It.
Maybe her boob job, wow.
Was it not?
They were like bolt-on circles.
Well,
she's so tiny.
Been so skinny. And,
yeah,
and,
so maybe go for something a little more realistic next time.
That's not what she said.
But don't talk about it publicly, though. Don't put it out there.
No, don't influence others. It's madness. You know, I'm not a big fan of the reboots, the remakes.
Right.
The sequels.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep coming fast and furiously. No pun intended. That franchise, of course, has a lot of sequels. However, this one, I think, could actually work. Because this was always about the stories, not so much about characters or the performers that starred in the original. How about a new version of L.A. Law? Remember L.A. Law, the Stephen Bochco series, L.A. Law?
I remember it was on.
Really good show.
Great series.
But it was primarily, like Law & Order, for example, driven based on storyline, less so much characters and actors, which I think makes it a higher chance for success. But apparently Fox is bringing back L.A. Law. And, they're doing the Television Critics Association tour. And so Fox chairman said they found a way to take an iconic series and bring it to 2016 Los Angeles. Which, it's already a year old. Apparently they haven't even made it yet. You might want to take a look at the calendar.
Why is it 2016?
I have no idea.
It's odd.
So, Ralph, what was your thoughts on, you probably haven't had time to see the trailer yet, but now that the Chips movie is close to coming out, do you feel good about that reboot as well? Michael Pena, Dax Shepard? Chips? California Highway Patrol?
Yeah.
Chips?
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen the
Cops
trailer?
Cops on Motorcycles?
Yeah, why don't you go take a look at that.
TV show or movie?
Movie. Love Connection's coming back. 2-2. They'll be back in 2-2, I bet.
They better give it to Woolery. I won't accept anyone else other than Woolery.
Is he still alive?
I think so.
He is.
Really?
He's alive and just blocking people on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. He's angry about I think stuff.
He's a far right-wing kind of guy, that Chuck is.
I think so. And the last time I saw him was doing a late-night commercial for catheters.
Oh, man. Chuck.
Now, that's how you spruce up Love Connection.
Wow.
Bring two people out.
Nope.
And then give them catheters.
Nope.
And send them out on a date.
No, sir.
Yes. Ugh.
Chuck Woolery was hot, though, back in the day.
Oh, here we go again with the old lady.
Nope. Hi, I'm Chuck Woolery, and I'm here to talk to you about catheters.
There you go. There it is.
Seriously.
Wow.
Why would Bean have that piece of tape?
Why does he have half the pieces of tape he has? Just in case we ever talk about Chuck Woolery and catheters.
Or maybe he ordered one when he was watching.
Oh, there you go.
Could be. So what's going to be new about the new Love Connection? What's different?
Nothing.
Oh, all right.
They're
Who's hosting?
They're going to send people on a date, and then you'll come back, and you'll dish the dirt in front of a live studio audience. And if you want to go out again, I'm guessing they'll pay for it. If not, you're on your own. Isn't that how it used to work?
I think so. That sounds right.
Andy Cohen of Bravo fame will be the new host.
A complete and total disaster.
I don't think so. Back in the day, Love Connection was shocking and new because it was about people dating on television.
Right.
No, you didn't have that anywhere.
It doesn't exist anywhere else, right?
Now you have it everywhere.
Oh, you have it everywhere, right.
And so I don't know if that will be the next big thing or not.
I think it's an absolute disgrace.
We'll see. Today's celebrity birthdays, Kirstie Alley, 66 years old today. Hail Xenu.
She's still in, right?
They do
she's all in.
Oh,
yeah.
She's all in. All right. Yeah. Rush Limbaugh, radio show host, is 66. Another radio show legend. Howard Stern turned 63 today. Rob Zombie, musician and movie director, 52 years old. Speaking of Spice Girls, like Victoria Beckham, Melanie Chisholm, sporty. Spice, 43 years old today, actress.
It's a good one to start with, I think.
You were on it.
Thank you.
Actress Naya Rivera from Glee turns 30, and Zayn Malik, formerly of One Direction, is 24 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Ralph, I'm glad you're in here because we're about to do one of our favorite segments here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
There are things in this show that even I won't do. That's how
right.
That's how this next segment came about. There are very few. Trust me, if you've listened to the show on a regular basis, you know there's not much that I will turn down when it comes.
Oh, you're willing to slub it. That's for
Kevin
sure.
Kevin and Bean requesting certain wacky things, wacky voices, wacky characters. But sometimes in a given situation. Maybe off air when we're talking about what we're going to talk about, someone will come up with an idea, Beer Monk, and it'll be so devoid of comic possibilities mm-hmm. that even I will reject it and say, no, there's just nothing funny in that. There's no point in doing that.
So then he
because there's nothing there.
So then he just lets it go?
No, he doesn't let it go. He goes,
I see.
There is. Think of all the funny things that could be done with this story.
You're wrong, Ralph. You don't know anything about doing voice bits on the radio.
And I say, Beer Mike, trust me, I don't see anything funny in there. There's lots of funny things, like, and then he'll rattle off some not funny things. And I say, well, if you think that way, if you feel that way, Beer Mike, why don't you do it then? Why don't you try to wring the comic possibilities out of this little tidbit? And he'll say, okay, I can do it. And
that is how Beer Mug Theater was born.
Kevin and Bean proudly present the greatest comic actor of our time, Beer Mug, in Beer Mug Theater.
I've got a lot of ideas, he said yesterday before we left.
Come on, this is a great idea. What about that cat who had all that fur on it? See, that's what happens. He goes, hey, I have an idea. Ralph, why don't you do that story about that cat who had a lot of fur? And I go, really? You think a story because there's a cat who had a lot of fur, that's going to be a funny segment for me to do? You think that's rife with comic possibilities?
Well, you're about to be embarrassed because we're going to talk to Birbig in a minute. But first, let's talk about the story. This happened in Churchill, Pennsylvania. Is that anywhere near your part of the state there, Ralph?
I'm not familiar with Churchill. It might be the west coast of this.
An 82-year-old woman was moved into a nursing home, and family members thought, hey, we need to check on her cat, because she's got that cat named Siam, by the way, who's 17 years old.
Wow.
So they go to check on Siam, and while they're there, they realize there's another animal in the lady's apartment that they didn't even know about.
Yeah.
What?
And this is this story starts off sad, but it does have a happy ending, so don't worry.
Okay.
So they see this other creature that just darts out under the bed and across the room, and they can't even tell what this animal is.
They thought it was something with a blanket on top of it.
Yeah.
The girl from The Ring?
It might have been. And it turned out to be a 14-year-old cat who apparently had zero maintenance in recent years. Sadly, had nothing but matted fur all on top of her, like looking like just a big giant mop.
Do you have to cut cats?
No, usually they take care of themselves. They groom themselves. But
so this
cat
is a lazy ass cat.
This cat was obese and could not reach parts of itself.
Hold on, this changes things.
The cat was so fat it couldn't groom itself.
Yes,
that makes it a fat, lazy cat.
Beer Mug is perfect for this, by the way. Isn't he?
Hairy, fat, lazy.
So here's
a character.
No wonder he identified in this story. Here's a little bit of the news report about what that was like getting that cat all set up.
All that hair on the back of the cat, it took hours for them to remove all this. Years and years of matted hair and dirt all over this poor cat. And according to Animal Rescue League workers, they stepped in to help and took these pictures that they shared with us. Look at the length of the hair on the back of this cat's body. As we said, it took them hours to remove all that matted fur.
It literally looked like it had dreadlocks all over it. It was so severely matted with about 6 to 8 inches of these long mats on it that contained feces. Hair was just all tangled in
so
together.
Sad. Beautiful.
They actually had to put the cat under before taking the hair off. The cat is okay and will now be cared for by a distant relative of the previous owner to give him a chance at a happy and healthy life.
Oh, I love that it has a happy ending. Now, the cat has been named Heidi because he, or she rather, likes to hide in places.
Ah, yeah. How creative is that? Heidi.
Kind of share.
So, hey, let's call it Heidi.
We're gonna call her Meowie.
Maybe call it Poo Hair.
I think that's a terrible name for a pet.
Pretty accurate, though.
I think Heidi is joining us on the phone
right
now.
Oh, hey, that's great news.
Hey, Heidi, how are you?
Meow, man. What's going on, Kevin and Bean?
Yes, from Churchill, Pennsylvania.
Heidi's No, man. Everything you said in that story was not quite accurate, man.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes, set us straight, Heidi.
See, them people come in and them take me away because them think I was neglected.
Right.
But I really had the dreadlocks because that's my religion, man.
I see.
Oh, you're Rastafarian cat.
Rastafari.
Huh. So you were upset when they took all your hair off.
Yeah, man, because my owner was not neglecting me, man. He was good. Kevin was his name. He would take me to all my favorite things each year. We'd go to Coachella. We'd see Deadmau5, my favorite DJ. And then he'd take me to the Whiskey and go see the Stray Cats because they're my favorite band, man. And then he would also take me to New York, man, and see my my favorite Broadway musical. Do you guys know what that was, man?
Assuming it's Cats.
Yeah. No, I bet not.
No, it was Hamilton, man.
Oh,
see?
Okay.
See what he did there? He changed it right up.
A different direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're going to get an answer, but then he gives you a different one.
That's my favorite sound, man. Every time I'm sad, that reggae horn makes me happy,
man. I know a guy like that. So what happens now? You're living with these new owners. You can't grow your hair out. They're treating you like a regular cat. You must hate that, Heidi.
It's terrible, man. And you know, the reason I'm overweight, man, is because I smoke the weed all the time and get the munchies. And I'm going to... Yeah, man, I smoked weed. I actually get my weed from Snoop Dogg's weed lady, man.
Okay, all right. That's a great joke for three people.
You have been witness to the greatest comic performer of our time with Beer Mug Theater.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 7 o'clock.
Talking sports with our friend Jim Rome at 8:05, including the imminent move of the San Diego Chargers northward to Los Angeles. We also got Dr. Drew on the program today. Ralph, our friend Michael Cudlitz is stopping by, along with Rob Benedict and Richard Speight from Supernatural. They're all involved in a project that you brought to our attention that I know you love.
Yes.
So we'll be talking about the King of Khan coming up next half hour as well. First time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday. What's going on?
Very funny show. Funny guys. Speaking of funny guys, my buddy Kevin Smith... He's going to be hanging out with me Friday night at the Improv on Melrose. Kevin Smith and I doing our show Hollywood Babylon live at 10 p.m. Friday night at the Improv on Melrose. We'd love to have you come out and join us. Had a great show last week, a great crowd. We'd love to have you be part of the crowd this week. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets for the show on Friday night at 10 p.m.
And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do.
Well, I don't think...
It seems harsh.
I don't think we ever played Nazi Germany, but... Look, there's a theater available.
You are fake news.
That is true. I am fake news.
That is true.
What isn't fake news is so far only Jackie Ivanko will play President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration next week.
Who's that?
The only performer. Jackie Ivanko.
Who's Jackie Ivanko?
She was the winner of America's Got Talent at the tender age of, I don't know, was she 12 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
And she's think of me. Think of me fondly.
Yeah, she's very talented.
She had a very operatic voice at a young age, and so America went, she's got talent. And then they gave her the coveted Mirror Ball trophy.
Isn't that for the dancing show?
Yes.
Okay.
So now she's 18 or something, and she is singing at President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration next week.
Well, he's bringing in the big names. I like that.
He has invited a lot of people to come participate. This is so far the only invitation that has been accepted.
Mm.
In a related story, Marie Osmond has announced she would perform at the inauguration if only someone would ask her.
Oh, no.
So apparently, Marie putting it out there that she's available.
That's so sad.
But even the Trump transition team's like, we're not that hard up, seriously. You know, we're not a little bit country, not a little rock and roll. We don't need any of your shenanigans. You stay there in Provo.
You did see, Ralph, that, by the way, I saw the Marie Osmond show in Las Vegas not too long ago.
Sure you did.
It was pretty great.
Yeah,
but you
did see that the Bruce Springsteen cover band is going to be playing one of the inaugural parties, right?
I did not.
Yeah, the B Street Band is going to be playing.
The B Street Band.
That's what they're called.
Oh, man. Do they dress up as bees? Do they have antenna on and they're like...
Nope, they pretend to be Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, who, of course, famously hate Mr. Trump and everything he stands for. But, however, they're going to have a Springsteen cover band instead at the party.
The team did invite also Charlotte Church, another outstandingly talented singer.
Mm-hmm.
Welsh, I believe she is, or perhaps she's a Brit. And she wrote back in an open letter, sadly for them, just a minor search on the internet would show you that I think you're a tyrant. I'm going to pass. So, you know, maybe you should look into people's positions before you start asking them to come out.
Look, it's not Woodstock, is what we were told, right? It's
right.
The inauguration's about the people. It's not about the A-list stars.
It'll be a very elegant event and a very short event because nobody will perform at it. So it'll be quick. Here's the thing. The Empire Show.
Yes.
Is a monster hit.
Still?
Is it still?
Yes. And Fox has announced it's being renewed for a fourth season of 18 episodes, so that's good news. Fox had its day at the Television Critics Association Winter Press Tour yesterday. They also mentioned that our buddy Caitlin Olson in the Mick.
Oh.
Doing so well, they've ordered four additional episodes of that comedy for its first season.
Good for her.
I think it's a very funny show. So I'm glad they're getting additional episodes. And there's going to be a new game show on Fox. See, you know, I always bitch and moan about remakes and reboots and sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't, because sometimes the new ideas are worse than anything they could come up with. New game show on Fox, hosted by Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
No relation.
Right.
No relation to Jamie Foxx?
The
network
Fox.
Is called Fox.
Right.
And the host is Jamie Foxx. And I said no relation.
To the network.
The network and Jamie Foxx aren't related, is the joke.
Oh.
New show called Beach Shazam.
Beach Shazam.
Not Beach Shazam.
Oh. What is it?
Beat Shazam.
Shazam.
Okay.
Is this like a
name that tune
kind of show? Or?
In which two contestants try to identify some of music's biggest hits before the cell phone app Shazam can.
Huh.
Okay.
So you have to beat Shazam.
Okay.
Well...
Okay.
I mean, if it's anything like my Shazam, it'll never work and say, please put closer to the input.
That does happen
a
lot.
So I think the person's just going to win.
Okay.
So you'll be battling a cell phone app on television.
Yeah.
All right.
What if they drop the cell phone down the wall, though, and it bounces around and whatever hole it ends up in, you win a prize? What the hell's going on?
Beat Shazam, you're saying.
Beat Shazam.
Ralph, speaking of new game shows, did you happen to check out the Jimmy Kimmel executive-produced new game show that debuted this week, starring Andy Richter, called Big Fan?
I don't know any of the words you just said.
Either.
I didn't know anything about any of this.
It's a show where super fans of a celebrity, and the first two episodes were Matthew McConaughey and then Aaron Rodgers, they compete against each other to win, to determine who is the biggest fan, and then that person goes up against the actual celebrity to see who knows more about the celebrity's life.
That sounds like fun.
It's kind of clever, I got to be honest.
And this How did I not know it was on television?
I don't know. They've
is
been,
it yet, or is it just a...
Yeah, they aired two episodes earlier this week.
What network is that on?
It's ABC.
Hmm.
It's ABC. It's Jimmy Kimmel produced.
All right.
And I think you might like it.
I think I would, too.
And this super fan who went up against Aaron Rodgers in that episode, I mean, she knew his number he wore in high school playing football. She knew his SAT score. She knew what number he was drafted. I mean, it was crazy, the stuff she was coming up with.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
But, you might check that out. You might like it. They're doing one with
good.
They've got some other celebrities they're already promoting. They've got Kim Kardashian and some other people.
Now I'm out. Nice work, Bean. You just ruined it.
Kristen Bell is doing
Nobody knows more about Kim Kardashian than Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, so. That's for sure.
She's going to win that one.
While we're talking about annoying people from television, remember Kendra Wilkinson?
She was one of Hugh Hefner's ladies,
gonna
right?
Going to marry Hugh?
She was one of Hefner's three girlfriends in that Girls Next Door reality series. She got into an altercation on a flight from Vegas to L.A. when someone complained that she was too loud on the 45-minute flight.
How'd that work out?
Who could imagine her being loud?
Right?
and they almost got into a fist fight. Kendra says she thinks it's because the lady was bitter because she wasn't invited to suck down the shots of tequila they were all doing.
That sounds like a fun flight.
Oh, man.
That's Kendra's laugh right there.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's imagine a real person's
that
laugh.
On a plane.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, 45 minutes?
That's a deal breaker
that
immediately.
Makes mine sound delightful.
It does.
I would walk out. I'd walk out of the plane if that was my flight. I'd just say, you know what? I got to go.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace out.
Oh, my, Kendra. You do have a terrific vagina.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Zach De La Rocha.
Right?
Yay! Turns 47 years old today.
And continues to disappoint the world.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't disappoint
What's
anyone.
Wrong with you? He doesn't owe you anything.
I'm not saying he owes us. I'm saying he'd make a lot of people happy if he would just figure out what the problem is with him and the rest of the guys and get it together and be raised.
Didn't he make a lot of people happy by making that music initially?
Absolutely.
Which we still play to this day.
So then what more do you need from him?
There's a lot more happiness to be made. That's all I'm saying.
Well, why can't he be happy and do what he wants to do?
Because Bean wants him to entertain him.
Let me get this straight. Bean, all right, no San Diego Chargers.
Right.
They can't move.
He's against
and
that.
Zach must reunite with the band.
Go. Look, I would enjoy that, but only if Zach wants to.
Right.
At that point, then you're excited.
Do it for America. Do it for the kids.
Shut up.
For the kids. And for America. Zayn Malik is 24 years old today. When's he going to get back together with One Direction, right?
He owes the fans.
For the kids. There's more happiness to be had.
Think of the people.
Naya Rivera from Glee is 30 years old today. Melanie Chisholm, she's better known as Sporty Spice, is 43. Sporty was always sort of the also-ran in that band.
Was she?
Yeah. Because everybody had a favorite. It was never Sporty.
Sporty was Mel C, right?
Melanie Chisholm, Mel C, yeah.
I think she has the best voice of any of the ladies.
I don't think that's what
I
people
don't
are.
Think, yeah. They were looking at the chick in the sweatpants and the sports bra going,
Give me ginger.
Give me ginger, give me baby, give me scary, give me posh. Sporty was always sort of...
Ginger was the best.
Of course she ever. Was.
Right?
Yes.
I wish it was her birthday.
Sporty can't even have a birthday.
Yeah, whatever with Sporty's birthday. Rob Zombie's 52, Howard Stern 63, Rush Limbaugh 66, and Kirstie Alley also 66. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We still have your tickets to win this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show to go see U2 at the Rose Bowl. Tickets are going on sale Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. The show is May 20th with the Lumineers opening up. Stand by for that. Also got more Clippers OKC tickets for Monday night at Staples Center. All that on the way here on K-Rock.
How did this first come to our attention, this movie?
I think Alley... volunteered the information.
Okay.
That she wept openly while watching the trailer.
Yeah, I tweeted that it's my new gauge. If you're a good person, you sobbed at the trailer for A Dog's Purpose.
Really?
If you didn't, we have nothing to talk about.
That's funny because doctors are using it as a sign of head trauma.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Now, before we get into this this new film, A Dog's Purpose, that apparently has been made and is coming out. Inexplicably. How do you guys do with the crying at the movie trailers? Do you ever cry at movie trailers?
Sure.
Never.
There are certain films that that are well made that have a believable storyline,
a reason to cry
mm-hmm. that absolutely will move me to tears. And then there's just soul sucking treacle, just the crap that is so obviously melodramatic in a desperate attempt to try to pull on your heartstrings that I scoff at and say. Better luck next time, douchebags. Like a dog's purpose.
I will cry at most movie trailers that involve little daughters.
Of course.
Because I have daughters.
Sure. Right.
So that kills me.
Sure.
I often cry at movie trailers where people achieve their dreams or overcome great obstacles.
Okay, same.
What about movie trailers where you have a dog and you spend every moment of your life with that dog? That dog is there for the good, the bad, the ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And then that dog, like all dogs do, has to move on.
But wait, what if he's reincarnated into another dog?
What if that dog then is reincarnated into another dog.
This is where it gets...
changes that person's life in the best of ways. Yeah. And then over and over, and then you realize that is that dog's purpose. But then what if at the end, that dog goes back to that little boy from the beginning and plays fetch with that guy, just like
he's
he
now
did
a grown
when he
man.
Was little.
As we know, any dog that does the same trick as another dog is that dog reincarnated.
Not saying it is.
That's the point.
Not
That's the
that.
Purpose. That's the dog's purpose.
So Ralph brought it up.
Called the dog's breakfast because it looks like when a dog throws up, you know, when it's not feeling well and the breakfast comes back up.
You guys are the worst.
That's what that looks
I'm
like.
Going so on record.
So yesterday we watched the trailer in the office
because some people hadn't seen it and they wanted to see what it was that Allie was so moved by.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And Allie cried again.
In the office. While watching the trailer again.
With Ralph yelling at it the whole time.
Just openly mocking the ridiculous aspects of all of that film.
Including the
sappy, awful voiceover of the dog itself. Like,
how dare you? That is
me.
Josh Gad, and he is a goddamn treasure.
I used to catch a frisbee, but now look at me. Now I'm jumping through a fire.
Here's the thing. I am on the end of the couch, minding my own business, and I'm hoping none of you turn around. I'm trying to silence my tears, and then I realize tears are streaming down my face.
What's wrong with you is the question.
Much.
Look, what was that movie about the dog, the crazy dog that was a pain in the ass, but when it died, everybody was really
the
sad?
Jennifer Aniston one, yeah.
Old Yeller.
What a dick, right?
What's that?
Marley and Me.
Spoiler alert.
That was a moving film. If you're a dog fan, that was a movie film. That would make you sad. Old Yeller, movie film, makes you sad. This is such a, just a crap fest.
You are so wrong.
A desperate attempt to play on your emotions that it's pathetic.
You are so wrong.
Let's go through it, shall we?
I don't know.
Yep.
What is the meaning of life? Are we here for a reason?
Can I just clarify, is the dog talking?
Yeah, the dog is talking, Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, look who's talking for.
But the dog's mouth isn't moving. Let's make that very clear.
So everybody knows.
That's right. Let's know that the dog is just projecting its thoughts into our brain. Because it's telekinetic.
I hate you all so much.
What is the meaning of life? Are we here for a reason? Is there a point to any of this?
Right.
And why does food taste so much better in the trash?
And then now stop right there.
Because dogs love to eat out of the trash.
When it got
so
to that
point.
So it has
important questions, then it has that very dog question. A very dogish question, the last one was.
When I got to that point in the trailer, first of all, I couldn't change the channel fast enough. But second of all, I thought, this looks like Bill Murray's Garfield movie. That's
not
what this looks like to me.
Not even
as
sir.
Funny or
how
as clever.
How dare you put that on this movie? They're trying to have little fun comedic moments throughout because they know they are about to kill your soul when this dog passes on. But then, don't worry. It's coming.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
This was me, and then this was me. Then I came back as this little guy.
Okay, now that's reincarnation.
See,
reincarnation.
Got so many dog lives.
Different type of dog, different
you
type
think
of dog.
Cats have 9 lives. Check out this dog.
Look at me.
A lot of lives for one dog to live, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start at the beginning.
No!
Yes.
For me, it all began with a boy. His name was Ethan.
Bailey, 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 Bailey.
My name was Bailey, 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 Bailey.
She's already crying.
I had a golden retriever named Bailey, and this is a golden retriever named Bailey.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, get over your own problems.
No.
Don't project it on the rest of us. Look at her. She's crying like an idiot.
If I had a dog with that name, maybe this would affect me differently.
I would be furious at how they insult the memory of my good dog Bailey by putting this crappy movie together.
No. Come on, Bailey, do it.
What does he want from me?
Get out. Get out.
Whenever life got Ethan down, I knew exactly what to do.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Go, Bailey!
We played with that ball all afternoon. Ethan loved it. Sometimes he just needed a little nudge.
Oh, whoa! Sorry, that was the dog. That wasn't me.
All right, so
the dog sets him up with the girl at the fair.
Because dogs innately know what you need in your life.
Dogs do that. Dogs will introduce you to dates.
Absolutely.
So just so you guys know, the trailer is 3 minutes long.
It's an hour.
We're a third in.
It's an hour.
Oh, I can't. We can't keep going.
We don't need to go through the trailer. People should.
Maybe you should teach your dog some manners.
Yeah.
We spent every day together. Were they fighting over food? No, nothing in there.
No, they're kissing, Bailey.
As the years went
by. You're misunderstanding. It's funny, Bailey, that you have the wherewithal to be able to introduce them together at the fair and to make them a couple, but you don't know what kissing is, you dumbass dog. They're not fighting for food. You have the brains to go over and make sure that they got introduced at the shooting gallery at the fair, but you don't know what a kiss is, you dumbass dog. I'm glad you died.
Holy crap. You're the worst person in the world.
To an end. Good boy, Bailey.
So I Bailey, miss you. Bailey dies.
Bailey dies.
Bailey dies.
Happened.
End of show.
I was back.
No.
No, he was back because he's reincarnated as a different dog.
And then becomes a police dog.
Right. All right. I can't. I can't take it anymore.
A little more?
I can't. No, no more.
I'm a girl. Good girl. Good girl. I had a new purpose.
Yes.
I was needed again.
Jumped
and again.
Flames.
And again.
Then I ran the Iditarod. Then I climbed Mount Everest.
With each new life,
then I became the
I was
president
learning
of
a new
dogs.
Lesson. Have we met before?
All right, please stop.
All right,
I can't.
Now have we met
Listen.
Before?
Please stop.
He meets Dennis Quaid at the end of the movie, who's all grown up
who's
from the beginning.
He's
of the
older Ethan.
Oh, that's what are the odds there?
And
right?
Then he plays catch with Ethan, and they realize that they're the same, and then they love, and then everybody cries.
But
and
I
goes
still
home.
Don't know what a kiss is. Are they fighting for food? And why does food taste good in a garbage can?
Allie, are you honestly now
yeah.
going to go see this movie?
100%.
You're going to put your money down and go into a theater and
you know
sit
what?
There and watch and
just,
watch 2 hours of this crap?
Just to prove my love, I'm going to buy tickets for all of you and sit alone at the theater.
Yeah, you will
and
be.
And just be like, suck it, no, suck
there
it.
There was never any
no.
question about that. That
I
you're sitting
have
alone
you with every fiber of my being.
You don't
being.
Have to buy extra seats
will,
for it to
I
be
will,
empty.
Just to yeah. prove a point.
You're
not
alone.
Sure what that point is, but I am proving
that.
It.
It'll be empty. Don't you worry about it. All right. This is going to be fun. It is already a party in the studio. We have three guests on at the same time, which we never do, but we couldn't cut the herd here. We couldn't decide who to leave out. So Rob Benedict is here, Richard Spade is here, Michael Cudlitz is here. Between them, they have hundreds and hundreds of credits, and they are all here convening on one great project called Kings of Con. Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, guys.
We're great.
Hey.
Good to be here.
Great to see you. So just as to get this thing started, Rob and Richard, you guys have known each other for years and years and years from your work together on Supernatural.
Correct.
And you did the con circuit, flying all over the world, meeting the fans, right?
We did it. We do it. We're in it. We live it.
And Michael Cudlitz, same deal for you as a result of shows you've been on. You're very familiar with that world as well.
I am, and Richard brought me into the Supernatural world doing karaoke one night, which is a whole other story.
Oh, is that a good choice, do you think?
For
I wasn't
Richard?
Asking
yeah.
you. I was asking them to be determined. Oh, he has a voice like an angel. If you've never heard Cudlitz do the Rose, I'm telling you.
Oh, that's the one, huh?
He does
I'm
Midler.
I'm the guy when he sings and dance, people go, are you good? And I go, well, he had a really good time.
All right, so what was it about your experience out on the road at the cons that led you to think, hey, there's a show?
You know, we spent so much time away, you know, from people that we our families. We were like, let's do something. Let's make something out of this. Let's make some art out of this. I mean, there's so many stories we've amassed just traveling the world. So, I started writing down notes of just funny anecdotes, and we turned it into a show.
And I think there's always a misnomer in the convention world. If you're not familiar with it, people always think, oh, man, the fans are bizarro, and what's that like? The truth of the matter is the fans are pretty respectable, dialed-in people.
Yeah.
The actors are absolute train wrecks.
Oh, is that right?
Ourselves included. Yeah. And so the real goofiness comes from the stuff that happens off the stage, and that's where Rob and I sort of mined our comedy for the show.
The truth is, at the beginning, when Ralph was just talking about Comic-Con and we weren't into it at all, we were sort of thinking, okay, you know, geeks, nerds. It's right. And then we went down there and we were like, wow, everyone here is super happy.
Yeah. Right.
No one is judgmental.
Yeah. No.
It's one of the most fun experiences ever.
Oh, yeah.
So I was the dick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Turns out, just this one time.
And
something's never changed.
I think we were all the dick. Let's just all agree that at one point we were, quote unquote, the dick.
No, the thing that Richard and I always say is like, you know, yeah, the most messed up people at these things are the actors, you know.
Paid to be there.
Everybody else is thrilled, and
it doesn't matter that there's too many people to get food or anything. They don't care. It's just they're having a great time being there.
Now, you truly sit in these rooms and you introduce yourself and go around the room to see what they're into, and one's like, well, I'm a physicist, and the other one's like, I worked with needy children. And you realize you have no purpose being in this room. I'm a character actor.
Yeah. You're the only ones that are not qualified to be at Comic-Con.
Yes, I did a commercial for a cleaning product that was fabulous one time.
I pretend to be people.
pretend to be a physicist.
What is the moment like when you have a super fan who's waited in line for 2 hours to come meet you and get a picture or get an autograph or something like that, and you have to try to make that moment special for them? Over and over and over again, you have to do that. That seems like tough acting.
Well, I don't think you have to try to make it special. I think for them, it really is. When I was asked to do these conventions for Walking Dead, I turned them down initially.
Is that right?
I was like, yeah. How come? Because people... To me, I was like, well, if you want my autograph or whatever, just write me on Facebook. I'll send it to you. You know, and then they were like, just do one and you'll see.
Because people would stand in line overnight for something like
Standing on the Walking Dead thing, standing in my line for 5 hours.
Right.
Oh. My wife wouldn't wait for me for 5 hours.
Well, she shouldn't. Okay? I can't spend 5 hours with you.
I wouldn't wait for me for 5 hours.
Consequently, she's never gotten your autograph.
Exactly.
Sign my butt.
You see what it means to these fans to meet you, and it literally changes you. It changes your perception of all of it.
Part of the fun of it for that guy is that he was in line for 5 hours.
Exactly. Right. Talking with other fans, watching you interact with everybody else, and then it's not about the autograph.
World.
It's about spending that time with somebody that you love what they do, and that's awesome.
I mean, I turned them down a lot at the beginning too. I think there's a fear when you're not in that world, and all of us are actors from other things before a convention friendly show took over. And like the first time I got invited, I just had visions of Mickey Rourke and the Wrestler, like being in a gym at a folding table,
a little dog,
with people like going by, like meet me, want to meet me, and like no. Squeak. So, like, I don't want that. Like, I already have enough issues. I don't need to pile on. But it turns out that, you know, you go to these hotels full of people who are just huge fans of the show. Like you said, the energy is all positive. They're thrilled to be there. Nobody forced them to the event. They're excited to be there.
They're all dressed up as characters, and there's zero judgment.
No,
I've never seen
and
that
zero
before.
Conflict. You have 30,000 people at an event. You know, and everyone's there and everyone's positive, and there's literally no conflict. It's not even like a sporting event where half is for one team and half is for the
other.
It's
one of the most unique things I've ever been to, truly.
And Robbie and I mind a lot of comedy out of that idea, because the truth of the matter is, for us in the Supernatural universe, Robbie and I are famous in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we go and people wait in line to get our autograph, and you kind of, as you're signing it, you look up and say, no one at your office is going to know who we are. Nice to meet you. And you just, you know, you're going to go out, you know, you're going to be fighting to get out of the hotel like it's Beatlemania, and then unable to hail a cab at the airport, you know?
All right, I have to be honest with you. We knew you guys were coming in today, and we got a screener. And none of us could get it to work. It was online.
You're welcome.
You need to sign in. You need a password.
It was kind of janky. I got
to
be honest.
You actually did get it to work.
All three of us tried and couldn't. So describe to us Kings of Con so that people know what it is.
Well, it's actually just a puzzle to try to see if you can log in.
We failed.
And you failed.
We failed miserably.
It's like an escape the room.
Tell us about it.
So the show is about, it follows, Rich and
Hi.
Rob.
Yeah.
We play characterized versions of ourselves. You know, I'm an actor who's like, really wants to be acting and is not sure if this is where I want to be doing these conventions.
Mm-hmm.
Richard's already drank the Kool-Aid and he's like, come on, this is what we're doing.
This is the thing?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's essentially a single camera situational comedy about the relationship of Rob and Rich as they go town to town with their sort of, you know, band of merry misfits, the fellow actors, and get into situations where, to be honest, 90% are not fan related, not even con related. It's just, you know, weird, wacky things when Rob accidentally takes, you know, instead of Advil, takes hard on pills and that kind of thing. And how does that affect a karaoke show? You know, that kind of thing.
I'm listening.
How many episodes?
Okay, all right. Somebody
how many episodes have you guys made?
10.
10. We did 10 episodes. And so it's like Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know, it's really a heightened version of our, kind of inspired by our real life stories behind the scenes.
Sounds
and
great.
I'd love to watch it.
Comic-Con. Well, Kevin, you can, because you can go to ComicConHQ.com, and it is free for the first 7 days. So after that, it's just $5 a month. So it sounds like a deal. Now, Michael, how do you fit into this? You come in playing yourself?
No, kind of no. Richard has been hounding me to come play with them for a while, and I was in the middle of doing Walking Dead season, and he had this a role in one of the episodes that he wanted me to play, and he called, and I told him I'd do whatever he wanted. That's the kind of fun thing about doing a project that that you're in control of, and these guys are directing and producing and writing all these things, so they're bringing in all their friends. You know, the episode that I was in with Ron Livingston. So they're able to get really cool people because they're friends with them. And we get to do stuff that we would never, ever get hired to do in the real world.
Michael and me getting to do comedy together was just fantastic. And
oh, great.
There's a couple of guys who worked in that hotel who were huge Band of Brothers fans.
Yeah,
and
I met Rich. That's where I met Rich. We did Band of Brothers together.
So that day we had you and Ron and me all strolling through the lobby, and the guy almost had a conniption fit. He's like, is all of Easy Company staying in Simi Valley?
Well, we actually have a clip from Michael's episode, and Richard, you're in a hotel room with Michael's wife. He is not delighted to see you two together because it's obvious that something's going on that he doesn't quite like. And you'll love this. Check it out.
Get ready for a mouthful of Texas heaven. What the?
What the?
What the?
Mel!
Mel, would he kill you to knock? Jesus!
I don't have to knock to come into my own goddamn bedroom to find my wife!
Wife?
Why the hell are your damn pants down?
She said she was going into change into something more comfortable.
I did. I put flats on. My heels were killing me.
You went into the bathroom to get actual pie? Who keeps pie in a bathroom?
Where the hell is she supposed to find that much goddamn counter space in a hotel?
Wet bar?
Oh, that's it. You're going over the balcony, you son of a bitch.
God, you're scary.
The show is called Kings of Con. Again, you go to ComicConHQ.com to check it out.
There's a dash between comic and con.
Yeah, like to say, it's comic-conhq.com.
Oh, I just figured people would Google it and would come up. But what are we listening to now? What's this?
Michael Cudlitz?
Yeah. It's a little Bed of the Rose for Michael Cudlitz. To do a little karaoke.
This is your tune, man.
It's your moment, Mike.
I wish a radio audience could see me cry.
I don't feel like he's crying. He's singing yet.
He's doing the often cut, the first humming verse.
Oh, here he goes.
Put your pants on.
So great.
Cause I'm throwing you over the edge.
Okay.
Kings of Kong. HQ hyphen.
Comic.
Con.
Damn it.
Just look up Kings of Con.
I feel like
that's Kings of Con.
Okay. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He isn't wrong. That's
Rob Benedict, Richard Spade, our friend Michael Cudlitz. It's always great to see you. Thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you, guys. To add insult to Chargers fans who it looks like are going to lose their football team, most people in L.A. don't even want them. So how's that feel, San Diego? We'll talk to Jim Rome about that coming up just after 8. First, though, it's time for our feature, People Are Dumb.
Dumb.
And I'm going to start with how does the story end?
Okay. Oh, love it.
Man in Ohio named Timothy Blake, 28, walked into a Walmart with a syringe filled with blank.
Oh.
And started spraying it on women.
Oh, I know what it is.
At the Walmart.
Oh. All right. Was he trying to get the women pregnant? Because that'll go a long way toward guessing what's in the syringe.
They asked him, and he claimed the white substance in question was egg yolks mixed with flour.
Oh, no.
But that's what he wanted them to think, though, right?
He said he learned to make that on the internet.
Oh, jeez.
But then he later admitted that it was his own
nut.
Oh,
no.
Oh, God.
He was spraying semen on people with a...
Come on.
With a needle in a
Why
Walmart.
Why would you share that story? Why would you look at that and go, hey, you know what the breakfast audience needs? Is that story.
Dumb.
Here's a guy. Everybody in this story is suspect. I don't even understand what's happening with most of them. You know how you go to a show and you park your car. And then you come outside and you can't find your car.
Sure.
It happens, sure.
In June, a man borrowed a friend's BMW in Scotland.
Okay.
He borrowed his BMW in Scotland. He drove south to Manchester, England to catch a Stone Roses concert at Etihad Stadium.
I like this guy.
He parked the vehicle in one of the area parking garages. After the concert, he searched and could not find the car. He says he spent 5 days looking for the car and couldn't find it.
I mean, the only way that works, because at some point, most of the cars file out of there and there are very few left and you can see your own car.
Right.
Unless he's at the wrong parking garage.
But in 5 days, you could look at every parking garage in a four-mile radius.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he's a Stone Roses fan. Maybe it was towed after one day.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah.
So that was June. Okay. Now, in August...
Come on. In August.
Is he still walking around Manchester?
No.
The owner of the car
emailed
local companies and government to see if it had been found. So the guy borrowed it in June, couldn't find it, went back to Scotland. The owner didn't really care at that point until August.
Hey, you know what? It's been 2 months.
Right.
Where's my car?
Hey, my car should have been found by now. So he calls him and finds out. Now, officers say that they happened on the abandoned car in one of the area lots just before midnight that night that the guy called. And they said, oh, this must have been the car that was lost since June. We can't imagine what the ticket must have been, said the officer. And they tweeted that they had found the car in this lot.
It had been there the whole time.
Yes, but in what world would a police officer not... call the guy back who had emailed them. They tweeted it just out to the general public.
Yeah.
We found the BMW in an area parking lot. Does anybody know who it belongs
to? Yeah, I'm with you. This is shaky.
There's no one in this story can be believed, right?
Yeah, a lot of people not making sense here.
Man suspected of having sex with a van. Now, how do you do that, Bean?
Well, I mean, tailpipe.
Tailpipe, right. A man in Dayton, Ohio is facing indecency charges after a witness reported him attempting to have sex with a van parked on the street. Officers responded
to... Not even his own car. Somebody else's,
yeah. Oh,
that's disrespectful.
But it's hotter when you do somebody else's.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
makes it dirty.
Right. Officers responding to a call Tuesday found him, 35-year-old Michael Henson, blacked out on the front lawn. They got him up. Apparently, he was taken put into the back of the squad car. He talked to the woman who made the call to the police, who saw the man having sex with the van. She said she saw him pull down his shorts and then put his genitals into the front grill.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that coming.
Front grill. That seems bad, right? I mean, I know that we're trying to make a distinction between which part of the car to have sex with.
Right.
That is what we're doing right
now. But tailpipe. Front grill?
Yeah, I don't. No comparison there.
There's no comparison there. And finally, this one is for Bean.
Dumb.
How long has your nose been running, Bean? How long have you been sick and not gone to the doctor?
It's just since last Thursday. So we're what? It did day seven now.
Yeah.
Okay, but Bean he'll have it for another 2 weeks before he'll even consider going to the doctor. Here's a man named Joe Nagy. Whose nose ran, it wouldn't stop running for about a year and a half.
Okay.
All right, well, that's a problem.
At first, he said, it's allergies. It's just allergies. And that happens, and people with allergies learn to just deal with the fact that your nose is going to run, and that's part of allergies. After realizing the allergy medication was having no effect, that's when he went to a doctor. And a doctor diagnosed the problem fairly soon afterwards. The membrane surrounding Joe's brain... had a hole in it, and his brain fluid was leaking out of his nose.
All right.
Did you guys know that was even a possibility?
No, please. No, please.
His brain fluid.
That can't be good for the brain. The brain must need that fluid.
I was reading further. It says the body produces about 12 ounces of fluid per day to keep your brain going.
Uh-huh.
And his was constantly leaking for 18 months. Before he finally went in and had it fixed.
So permanent damage, or is he okay?
He's okay.
Wow.
But I'm just saying, Bean, you know, maybe if it's been a week or 8 days,
wait a year. Yeah.
Wait a year and go see somebody about
it. And then you'll find out that it's what you thought it was.
Dumb.
dumb.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Next half hour, give away those tickets to go see U2 at the Rose Bowl on May 20th. Also talk sports with Jim Rome. Right now, Ralph is here with another look at the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday.
51 years ago today.
51 years ago today.
51 years ago today.
51 years ago today.
Yeah.
But nothing is
51 years
coming
ago.
To, coming to mind.
Today.
Was it the
January
premiere of
12th.
Batman?
Monsters.
The Batman. Yay! Happy anniversary, old chum. We've been fighting crime for 51 years. Batman and Robin debuted on television 51 years ago today. How exciting.
Was there anything that was more important to you?
Nothing. Nothing has been as important before or since. It's all that matters. That's right, citizen. You evil, twisted fiend. So, happy anniversary to Adam and Bert and everyone else who's no longer with us.
This is Adam West.
Hey, Adam.
Get a life, Ralph.
Oh, come on! That is cruel.
But he's not still.
This is Adam West.
Hey, Adam.
You know, even I am getting tired of your talking about me.
That hurts, man.
How's Mr. West doing these days?
He's doing good. Just saw him at Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con, Los mm-hmm. Angeles Comic-Con not too long ago. He and Adam and is Adam and Bert and Kevin Smith and myself shared a stage.
So, all right.
Wow.
Talk about two dynamic duos, right?
Right.
I mean,
right?
You know, one and a half.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Speaking of Kevin Smith, Friday night. I guess that would be tomorrow night, right?
Yep.
Tomorrow night at the Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I take the stage yet again at 10 p.m. for Hollywood Babylon.
No.
We'll talk about the week's entertainment news and
no.
have a lot of fun. So why don't you come out and see us 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. Go to improv.com to get your tickets.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
Well, you're getting it whether you like it
That's
or not.
A horrible thing.
No, it's not, President-elect or P. Otis.
Sick people.
P. Otis, as he is called.
Does yeah. anybody in this room really believe that? Give yeah. me a break.
Yeah, I do, P. Otis. I do believe it.
I'm also very much of a germaphobe. Mm, but...
Yeah. It's very sterile, I've heard. Dr. Drew told me it's very sterile.
Hmm. P? Huh.
P. Otis.
Hmm.
You know, it's so funny in that story. Of all the things, all the defense that his camp is coming to saying it's fake news and it's ridiculous and it shouldn't even have been publicized. Now, one person says, that doesn't sound like Donald, does it? Nobody is, like, questioning it on, like, merit of character or anything like that. You know, if this happened to Obama or Clinton, well, not Clinton, by the way, but Obama, somebody would say, really? Because that doesn't sound, that seems
doesn't
out of character.
Right.
It seems out of character for him. No one's saying, it seems out of character for Donald Trump. I can't imagine him being with Russian
That was never said once.
Not once.
That's true.
No, it's kind of funny. Hey, Drake and Jennifer Lopez, I know if you walk down Conspiracy Alley, you'll have some questions about this relationship, but
Totally fake. 100%.
Conspiracy Alley is what we need to call the segment.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
Time to take a walk down Conspiracy Alley. And there she is.
Why can't it be a possibility?
Why is it fake?
Come on.
But why?
Don't just come on. That's not a reason. That's not an answer. Just come on.
Come on.
Why is it fake?
They've got new music coming out.
Well, that's how they got together. That's how they connected, was over the music. But then Cupid's dart mm-hmm. hit its target.
I think Cupid's dart likes other targets.
Oh, no, you didn't.
See what just happened there?
Well, I'll have you know that Drake just bought Jennifer Lopez a necklace.
Hmm.
15 carats of diamonds set in platinum. Any guesses as to how much Drake dropped on this necklace for Jennifer Lopez?
Wow, how do you judge that? $100,000.
$100,000 is exactly right, Kevin.
Is it?
$100,000. How do you judge that? By getting it on the nose, I guess.
He's so surprised by himself.
I was just expecting to be beat down like my normal guesses are.
Your eyes popped out of your head. Is it?
$100,000.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. She wore the necklace on New Year's Eve while she watched him play the Hakkasan nightclub in Vegas.
Hmm.
That does sound
like a bigger gift than it would than just a hey, thanks for you know laying down some vocals on a track for me.
Right. Mm. Thank you, Bean. Bean's a man who knows love when he sees it.
Right. He's all heart.
He's all love.
Well, every day is Valentine's Day at my house. You guys know that.
That's right.
Why can't you see them together, Allie? They're about the right age. They're in the same occupation. I imagine they know a lot of the same people.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure, Bean. It's definitely real.
You are brutal.
Just saying.
Now, when the pictures came out a couple of months ago of Drake in the studio with Taylor Swift, did you think there was any romance there?
No.
Or were they just working together?
They're just working together.
Yeah, because who would want to be with Taylor Swift? Is it? That's why absurd. We looked at it. We're like, right. Why? No. He doesn't.
That doesn't even make sense.
He wants to be out of that room as quickly as possible.
Right.
Did you notice his hand was on the door in those pictures? He's like, his hand behind him, reaching the doorknob. He's just waiting to run out.
Jennifer Lopez, very different.
Yeah, you want to stick around there. Right? Today's celebrity birthdays, Zach De La Rocha, 47 years old today. Kirstie Alley turned 66, as does Rush Limbaugh. My friends. Howard Stern is 63. Rob Zombie is 52 years old. Mel C, Sporty Spice from the Spice Girls. Great tune. 43 years old today. Naya Rivera of Glee is 30. Zayn Malik is 24. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Well, it was 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Thursdays at 8.05. Mean Jim Rome.
Indeed they do. A couple of ways to hear the Jim Rome radio show. You can listen to it online at jimrome.com from 9 till noon weekdays, or you can do what I do, which is check out the Jim Rome Daily Jungle podcast, available through the website or play.it and iTunes. It's the best of the day's sports. Hey, Jim, how are you, my friend?
Kevin, Bean, Allie, what's-his-face Sanchez? What's going on?
Well, Jim, we had a bunch of things we wanted to talk to you about, but I feel like we have to push them all aside for a second just to address what is probably going to happen within the next couple of hours, which is an official announcement that the San Diego Chargers are abandoning their home of the last 56 years and driving up the 5 to come to Los Angeles. What are your initial thoughts on that? I know it's been rumored for a long time, and now it looks like it's happening. Good move, bad move, what do you think?
Yeah, pretty cool that I'm right after 55 years just to up and bust out. It is a move that everybody saw coming and pretty much nobody wanted. Not the Charger fans in San Diego, not the football fans here in Los Angeles, not the other football team that just got to L.A. I mean, this is not good, right? I mean, are they really expecting Charger fans to make the drive from San Diego to a city they hate more than anything to support a team that was ripped from them by ownership that they now hate? And you guys know this, if there's anything we know about the fan base here in L.A., if last season taught us anything, we're not interested in supporting a losing team, much less two. So this is a bad deal. This is a bad deal except for the owners.
Yeah, it's lose, lose, lose for everybody except for the multi-billionaire who wouldn't build a stadium unless he could get taxpayers to pay for it. Now, nobody's going to be rooting for that guy, right?
No, never, never. And he would say to you, look, I didn't want to leave. I did everything I could. I tried for the past 15 years. There's just no deal here, so I have no choice but to come up here. But, of course, he had a choice. They always have a choice. See, the thing that I can't really understand is they're coming to a town to be a tenant in a city where nobody wants to see them as opposed to staying in a town where they've been for 55 years where everybody loves them. But it is money, right? So here they come, and nobody's happy to see them.
Is the owner thinking if we can win, it will change things around because that's Los Angeles?
Yeah, he is thinking that, just like the Rams thought that, and they got here and they got their faces caved in and nobody cared. I mean, we're talking about a town that didn't have the NFL for more than 20 years, and now within 1 year, two teams come here and the fans here are already over the Rams. Yeah, I'm sure he thinks that it's going to be different up here, but if they couldn't win down there, why is he going to win up here? And by the way, once before they tried this, they had a training camp in Carson, and I think 24 people showed up for it back in the day. Meanwhile, there were thousands and thousands every single year in San Diego, so Charger fans are really upset. Oh, one more thing about this, guys. This is really important. The worst thing about this is we lose one of the greatest sports songs ever, the San Diego Superchargers.
Song. I dig it. I'm
bring
dancing
it
right now.
Damn it. Sing it. So not to make light of this, you have a fan base losing its team, which is sad, but you have a nation losing a jam. That's a tragedy.
Hey, wait.
Sing it, Bean.
Hold on. Do they have to leave?
They have the LA Chargers. The song doesn't work anymore.
Oh.
Plus, aren't they even thinking of rebranding? So they could have a new name anyway.
Oh, this song, we are
Howie
losing this
be
song.
Knowing. They are thinking
I'm
about that. And let's say they are getting a new logo, which is going to drop today. Mm. So we do have that.
Wow. All right. Well,
wow,
I guess
that's
we'll
painful.
See.
I didn't realize all that pain was coming.
Right?
Nah, this is not cool.
It's not cool.
Not cool
at all.
No bueno.
And just before we move on, you would have been okay with the Raiders coming back to Southern California? That makes a lot more sense for a lot of reasons, right?
Yeah, sort of, kind of. At least they've been here before. But again, this whole San Diego thing. Understand, you guys, I grew up in Los Angeles. I understand this. Everybody who's not from L.A. hates L.A.
Right.
And maybe nobody hates L.A. more than San Diego. So they rip their hearts out and they're going to a town that they hate already. It's not good. It's a bad deal.
Fair enough. Let's move on to your favorite story of the week. I know, Jim, from hearing you talk about it on your show, and that is that Tom Brady is in a new series of commercials for Under Armour.
You know, I hate to always drag Allie into this, but it is Allie's man.
It's fine.
Allie, good. I'm
listen,
glad it's fine
more,
because you're going to get it whether you like it or not, Allie.
Yeah.
Look, if I didn't know any better, I'd think that your old man was strapped for cash. First he tries to jam us with a $200 cookbook, and now he's lost his mind with his new line of Tom Brady pajamas. Athletic performance sleepwear. Yeah, I said it. Check this out.
The technology behind it emits far infrared. The far infrared, when it's against your skin, ends up reducing inflammation. Without the sleepwear, I don't really feel like I would be able to achieve the things that I have done and hope to continue to do.
That is really? Such a lie.
Really?
I don't know. I put them on, and my boobs went from a B to an A, so it absolutely works.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Didn't those rich boy, maybe for you, Allie, didn't those rich boy PJs hit the shelves like 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Hasn't this guy been in the NFL for like 17 years? But I figured this idea of $100 athletic pajamas was so horrible it would go away right away.
Uh-huh.
But then dude doubled down. He brought it up again. And this time, guys, he brought The Rock into it.
Hey, Rock, what kind of sleepwear are you sleeping in? It doesn't matter what kind of sleepwear you're sleeping in. Because I wanted to give you a heads up that Under Armour and I are going to send you some of my new TB12 sleepwear.
Hey, Allie, how'd that
Tom,
feel?
That's
awesome
that
impression,
is not
Tom.
Good.
You sound
that's
just like him, Tom.
Good.
You sound just like this guy, don't you?
What is your name?
I told you.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
What kind of sleepwear are you sleeping in? It doesn't matter what kind of sleepwear you're sleeping in.
Tom Brady was the coolest guy ever until he opened his mouth. Now he makes Eli Manning look like Ryan Gosling.
This is
performance recovery pajamas. Oh, okay.
I mean, you're not wrong, but it's hurtful.
So let me help you with something. Yeah, look, you want to sleep well? You want to dominate your next day?
Right.
Slam a Zipa in your pie hole and nap it out on a Casper mattress. Take it from a sleep expert like Jim Rome. I know. Stop, Tom.
Will the
good impression, bro.
Will the Patriots fans fall for it and spend $100 for pajamas?
Of course.
Of course, man. Of course. They'll nap it out in his sleep recovery pajamas while they're flipping through that $200 cookbook. Man, they'll do whatever he tells them to do.
Don't forget the mattress.
How could you get away with that crap?
That is hilarious. All right, real quick in our remaining moments with Jim Rome, jimrome.com, 9 till noon again today. I have to mention the playoffs are starting. It's round two this weekend, and the Patriots, who had the bye week last week, have the most lopsided game of the weekend. I mean, the Texans have nothing to be excited about going up against New England this weekend, right?
Nothing at all. The Pats beat them by 27 earlier this season with a third-string quarterback who was hurt. What's going to happen when Tom Brady hits the field after napping it out in his performance recovery pajamas? Look, I can't guarantee that Allie's Pats are going to win the Super Bowl, but I can guarantee that they will hammer the Texans. I guarantee it.
I don't remember ever seeing a playoff line of 16 points in a game before.
That's because that has not happened in a long time. I think that if you look back over the past four decades, it's happened three times. I mean, that's unheard of, a 16-point spread. And they're going to act like, oh, we've been disrespected. We're going to use this as motivation. There's a reason why you're 16-point dogs. You're not good. So you know what's going to happen. If getting hammered is inevitable, just sit back and enjoy it.
All right, Jim, the other three games, which do you like? Seahawks, Falcons, Steelers, Chiefs, and Packers, Cowboys.
All good games.
All
Green
good.
Bay is at Dallas. That's the Cowboys' prize for having the best record in the NFC. They've got to deal with Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to take Green Bay. I'm going to take Atlanta at home against Seattle. And I'm going to take Pittsburgh to go to KC and shock the Chiefs.
Wow. All right,
take it to the bank.
Jim,
take it to the bank.
We agree on all of that.
We did?
We did.
We
oh, you're going to
all right,
gonna
all right.
Rethink
so
it?
I take Dallas over Green Bay.
No.
I'm going to take Seattle on the road against Atlanta, and no way in hell Kansas City loses at home.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If Allie's defending Tom Brady's pajamas, you don't want to be on her side, I guess.
Yeah, those pajamas have little Tom Brady feet in them, too.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
JimRome.com awesome. To hear the show. If you miss it, check out the podcast, Jim Rome's Daily Jungle at play.it and iTunes as well. Have a great week, sir. We'll do it again next Thursday. Thanks.
Bye, y'all. See ya.
Thank you, Jim. All right. You want tickets to U2 at the Rose Bowl? Call now, 1-800-520-1067. You have to be familiar with U2 songs and their lyrics. That's all we'll tell you. 1-800-520-1067 if you want tickets to see U2 at the Rose Bowl. Call now.
I don't care how short your list is of the greatest rock bands of all time, U2 is on it. And they are coming back to Southern California, playing at the Rose Bowl on May 20th. They are going to be celebrating the 30th anniversary of the release of The Joshua Tree, and they'll be performing that album in its entirety as part of their set that night. So tickets going on sale this Tuesday at 10, but we've got them you can win right now at 1-800-520-1067. It's called The Wheel of Celebrities.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. The Wheel of Celebrities. It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
Now, Kevin, you asked when we solicited for phone calls that you know U2 songs and their lyrics. Yes. What's going to happen here?
We are going to spin the Wheel of Celebrities. Whatever celebrity it lands on is in the hallway, oddly enough.
Oh,
is going to come
that?
In and read some lyrics for you, and all you have to do is tell us which U2 song those lyrics are from.
I'm so surprised we have that kind of star power just hanging out in the building here at K-Rock, but all right. Who's our first contestant?
All right. First, we have Greg in La Habra. Hi, Greg.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
All right. You get lyrics from Al Pacino.
Oh, great Al Pacino, ladies
great
and gentlemen.
Al Pacino.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to see you, Al. So you can do some U2 for Greg, please.
I have kissed honey lips, felt the healing in her fingertips. It burned like fire, this burning desire. Ooh-ah.
What song is that, Greg?
Minus the ooh-ah. What song is that?
I think that's I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For.
Nicely done.
Thank you, Al. Sorry to make you come all the way down
for
here.
For you.
Got to help me here, Chip. All right, let's go to Kim in Granada Hills. Hi, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Cool.
You get lyrics from the great William Shatner. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you.
Here's Bill.
Touch me. Take me to that other place. Reach me. I know I'm not a hopeless case.
All right. What song is that, Kim?
Beautiful Day.
Look at that. People know their lyrics.
Two. Very impressive.
Well done.
You two fans are hardcore.
All right. Let's go to Robert in Pasadena. Hi, Robert.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
How have you been doing so far on hold?
Not pretty good.
Wait.
Not pretty good.
It landed on Justin Bieber. By not pretty good, do you mean you haven't gotten the other two?
Right.
Okay, great. Oh. All right, well, you get Justin Bieber reading your lyrics, so good luck.
Thanks.
Did I disappoint you, eh? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth, eh? You act like you never had love, eh? And you want me to go without, eh?
Well, everything rhymes when you do it that way, Justin.
Minus the A's. Robert, what song is that?
One.
Yes! Nice! It is. Nicely done. Hold on.
I love you two, mm-hmm. but I would be terrible at this game.
Oh, no question. Joe in Canoga Park, hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the Wheel of Celebrities. You ready?
Yes.
All right, good luck.
Giving away tickets for the Rose Bowl, May 20th here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
You get Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, Governor.
How are you today?
How's your Celebrity Apprentice going?
Unbelievably great. It's amazing.
Really?
Everyone is laughing it.
Oh, really? Because I haven't heard a single person talk about it.
Bite me.
Okay. All right. You can do a song here for our listener?
She's a candle burning in my room. Yeah. I'm like the needle and spoon over the counter with a shotgun. Pretty soon, everybody's got one.
Joe?
Desire.
Desire,
yes!
Correct.
Nice. You're welcome.
Wait, hold on. What did you say about the Chargers, Joe?
I said go Los Angeles Chargers.
All right.
Oh, all right. There we got one fan.
All right. You're terminated.
Let's go to Rick in Westchester. Hi, Rick. Hello, Rick.
All right. Oh, no Rick. Rick. Sorry. Let's move on to Sarah in Santa Monica. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You ready for your Wheel of Celebrities?
Kind of.
Kind of a weak spin.
Pretty weak spin. Yeah,
Should I do it again? All right, the celebrity reading your lyrics will be Eli Manning. How about
that?
Taking some time away from football?
Hi.
Hi, Eli. How you doing, buddy?
I have a lot of time away from football.
Yeah, you sure do.
Don't go on a boat with Justin Bieber.
That's what we just learned. And I know it was awkward for you two to be out there in the hall together, but you're going to do some lyrics for Sarah here?
Yes.
All right. Let's hear it.
The city's a flood, and our love turns to rust. We're beaten and blown by the wind, trampled in dust.
That was very well done, Eli. You should be very proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Sarah, what song is that, please?
Oh, I'm totally going to choke.
Oh.
Well, take a guess if you don't know.
It's one of their biggest hits.
Jeez. I probably named it earlier.
How about any guess of any U2 song?
Right? Desire? I know right? You already said that.
Desire was the last one, but this was... Where the streets have no name.
All right. That's what we were looking for. All right, we got time for one more contestant.
All right, let's go to Deli in Whittier. Hi.
Hi.
Are you ready for your celebrity to read the lyrics for you?
Yes, yes.
All right, we go to Nevada. We go to Nevada for O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
How about that? O.J. Okay. Simpson is going to read lyrics for you.
Wasn't sure.
I was kind of confused. I was trying to think, what celebrity is that? I don't know who that
I
is.
I didn't know who Nevada was either. I'm surprised.
Well, you're stuck in Nevada. It's not like you can be here.
I know, okay, but you didn't right. say, you know, loveless.
Lovelock.
Correctional facility.
Right. All right.
I thought maybe you knew somebody in Vegas. Celine Dion could have been coming on. I don't know. So maybe Penn and Teller. I don't know.
It's not a nickname that you have or anything like that.
Big
you're still
state,
the juice,
Nevada.
Right?
A lot of people could be doing a lot of things. Right. I don't know. I'm just the juice.
You okay. get O.J. Simpson, Deli. Good luck.
Oh, good.
To touch is to heal. To hurt is to steal. If you want to kiss the sky, better learn how to kneel. On your knees, boy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. I know the song, but his voice is throwing me off.
You know
yeah,
the song.
I'm sorry about that, yes. but I'm in prison. There's not a lot I can do. I'm just trying to be a good guy. I'm the juice.
Hey, Deli, just while you're thinking about it, are you a blonde lady?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
Lucky
okay, good.
For you.
Yeah, that is all lucky. Right. All right. All right, we need an answer, please.
Okay, I'm going to choke on this one like the last person, but I'm just going to say Elevation, and I know it's not.
I'm sorry. It's Mysterious Ways.
Yes.
All right. Sorry. Thank you, Deli. Thank you, Juice.
Yeah.
Okay.
How funny she said choke.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I'm more of a cut man.
All right. Thank you.
When it comes to the neck.
All right. We got it, Nevada. Thank you. All right. Greg and Kim and Robert and Joe are all in the drawing for you two at the Rose Bowl May 20th. Only one can win the tickets. Who's that going to be, Allie?
The winner is Greg.
Greg. Contestant number one. And I went to contestant number two. Contestant number one, Greg. Congratulations.
What a bing. I like it.
Thank you for playing the game.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
How about another team that moved from San Diego to Los Angeles, and it's worked out pretty well for them? Not talking about the Chargers this time, talking about the Clippers, who are one of the hottest teams in the NBA. By the way, they have, they're 5-0 in 2017, the Clippers are.
Yeah.
So it's looking good.
Yeah, that's as important a stat as if the season ended today. I hate both
yeah,
of those.
But what I'm telling you is anytime you win five games in a row in the NBA, you're hot. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
And they got Oklahoma City coming to town on Monday at Staples Center. We're giving away some tickets for you right now if you want to go. 1-800-520-1067 if you want to see some NBA action up close. Plus, you qualified with the grand prize, which is access to the pregame warm-ups. You get to take photos of the Clippers court, Lexus Club passes, and parking and more. We'll do that grand prize drawing tomorrow. So we're giving away Clippers tickets right now to you. Like I always say, occasionally it works out okay for you to listen to the Kevin Bean Show, right?
Rah, 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 rah. Sometimes good things happen. Blah, 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 blah. Usually they don't, though. Because
Roland,
you're not talking about the right things.
Why are you on my show right now? What's happening?
Oh, I see how it is.
Well, it's just we had something else scheduled that we were going to do here. You can't just jump in whenever you feel like talking.
Kevin, do you wonder why I'm on Bean's show right now? Just wondering. Maybe it's because you're not talking about the important news of the day.
I feel like with Roland's abilities, maybe mm-hmm. it's Roland's show, and he just
He can pop in. It's amazing.
Now, I hear the music in the background, but you can't still be talking about Rogue One. That's been out for like a month.
Well, I can, first of all, and will, but more importantly, I am right now here standing in line at the George Lucas Museum of Narrative Art.
Well, it hasn't even been built yet.
I'm first.
You are first, but you're just you're standing in the middle of Exposition Park?
Yes, I'm on a site where it will be built. First!
Hand the phone to the person in second place.
There is no one in second place right now.
That's a surprise.
But I am in sole possession of first.
Right.
I'm the first person to be at the George Lucas Museum of Narrative Art.
Right, but they're going to make you move so that they can put the building there.
Or will they?
They will. You're going to be at a construction site.
Or will I?
Yes, because that's how buildings are built.
But still, first!
You are first.
That's
you
what know, matters.
You know, Roland, the museum doesn't open until 2021.
I got time.
You're just going to stand there for 4 years?
Listen, you know how long it takes to train to be a Jedi?
No,
I don't, actually.
Oh,
he brought his lightsaber. Oh.
Yeah, I did. I brought my lightsaber.
So you're going to be doing that while they build a $1 billion museum?
Patience I have.
So, Roland, is there anything that George Lucas can put in that museum that you haven't already seen? I feel like you're pretty up to date with all things Star Wars.
Yes. I want to see the Skywalker Hulak Gibbon.
I don't know. What is?
I don't know what that is.
What's
did
that?
Did you hear about that?
No,
what's that?
Scientists in China have discovered a new species of gibbon, and they're naming it after Luke Skywalker.
Well, they're not going to put a monkey in an art museum.
Or are they?
They're not.
They aren't.
Maybe they are.
Right. Thank you, lady.
You're welcome.
Aren't you more excited about the original Darth Vader mask?
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
What?
I want to see a live Skywalker monkey.
Okay.
What did you think
Skywalker,
it'll
a jungle Jedi.
Will it just be on display or just kind of walking around?
I want it just walking around throwing poo at people who like Star Trek better.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:48.
The internet has turned against Dr. Drew, you guys. He has been trolled this week like crazy.
For knocking
all
up all those teen moms?
No,
I think that was knock up
part
any teen
of it.
Moms.
Part of it is you get a lot of young women pregnant.
That did kill Jeff Conaway.
That did not happen.
Remember he killed Kaneki?
That didn't happen either.
Yeah. He did kill Kaneki.
That is not true.
Right.
No, it's something else, and it got to the point where earlier this week he had to make an actual statement about it to clarify his remarks that he says were misunderstood. So we'll find out what that's all about with our weekly visit with Dr. Drew coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday.
Strange man, that doctor.
It's true. Is this about the video of him and those Russian prostitutes with the pee? Is that what it's about?
That's not him either.
Yeah, they have video of him with Russian
prostitutes.
I don't
think it's Dr. Drew.
There's pee.
I don't think.
Does anyone really believe that story?
Well, yes, I do. Hey, what are you doing Friday night at 10 p.m.? Got no plans?
Sleeping.
No, I could say, what are you doing Friday at 7 p.m.?
Correct. It would be the same answer.
It would be the same answer.
Yeah.
But for those of you who aren't lemurs, what sleeps early? What sleeps early?
I don't know.
Sloths sleep all the time.
Yeah, probably not a lemur. Although I think lemurs also sleep.
Okay. We'll accept it.
Okay.
Because we don't know.
Come on and see me and Kevin Smith doing Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose.
No.
It's a really fun time. And we have a great time, and we'd like you to join us 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Kevin Smith and I, we make yucks, we make ha-has, we chortle, we guffaw. And we also take a look at the week's entertainment news, just like Babylon, just like the Showbiz Beat, only with dirty words.
Chip?
Nope.
Oh, come on, Chip.
Oh, man.
You ain't right.
It's harsh.
Go to improv.com to get your tickets for tomorrow night's show.
I'm just wondering, maybe this isn't a suitable subject for the children.
We'll be talking about...
It will not be suitable for the children, I can tell you that.
Beauty and the Beast. What could be more suitable than children for than Beauty and the Beast?
I'm not sure the way you two talk about it is going to be...
John Legend and Ariana Grande has been announced. They will sing the title track on the soundtrack of the live-action remake of the classic Disney tale.
Ariana Grande?
Yes. She and John Legend will team up to sing the title song. I love that song. It's a beautiful song.
It is.
Tale as old as time.
We're familiar with it.
True as it can be.
Right.
Then somebody bends something.
I feel like you may have lost it.
Unexpectedly.
Zero for effort. Zero for style.
Oh, no,
zero for star quality.
Okay, let me try again.
And you know what? I'm being generous.
Okay. Tale as old as time.
Zero for effort. Zero for
true
style.
As it can be. Barely even friends, then somebody bends
unexpectedly.
Why are we listening to Ralph sing? What happened?
I dozed off. What happened?
Beauty and the Beast.
Right, Beauty and the Beast, right.
Beauty and the Beast. They're going to sing the lead. They're going to sing the main song on the soundtrack.
And we're still talking about that?
Yes, we are.
Have you guys seen the new Emma Watson doll as Belle?
Listen, people.
No.
Stop picking on her.
Have you seen it?
Stop picking on her doll's face.
It looks like Justin Bieber and Rudy Giuliani had a baby.
Oh, no.
Amazing. It's not a great likeness. It's not a great likeness.
Oh, no.
No. Kevin.
More music news. Weird Al Yankovic has announced he's putting out his entire body of work, his career-spanning body of work, in a limited edition, in Bean's case, limited edition box set, all 14 of Al's studio albums.
But don't you have all 14 of Al's studio albums, Bean?
Does he have them all on vinyl? Housed in a detailed replica of Al's accordion?
Come on, really?
You heard me.
And there's a special 15th disc of rarities and outtakes and songs that didn't make albums and maybe things I don't have.
You got to work the underneath.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to work anything at this point.
Nope.
No.
The collection will be called Squeeze Box, the Complete Works. Squeeze Box.
Weird.
The Complete Works. So, for you Weird Al fan.
Is who you're speaking to?
For that one Weird Al fan out there. You can get all of this right now. It's available for pre-order right now at Pledge Music, which I don't even know if that's a thing. But
it is a thing. And the reason it's a thing is because there's lots of different options that you can choose in terms of how elaborate you want the packaging to be and the book that comes with it and all the other stuff.
This news just came out. How can you know all the details?
In late November.
I tweeted out the link this morning if people just want to get it from there, but I like to stay current with my Al news. You know that.
Right?
Right.
Right. Mariah Carey, they say, is taking a page from the Kardashians' playbook. She has announced she wants to be the biggest reality star in the world. You know, she has that new reality show, Mariah's World.
I haven't watched that yet, but I want to because I feel like she's straight crazy.
She is, but they don't really capture it, I don't think. It's kind of a vanity project, so she is painted in the best possible light. Now, don't get me wrong, she still seems awful on it, but I think that they put a filter on it to make her seem less awful.
But anything crazy? That was truly embarrassing, she would not allow on the show, right?
Yeah. Mm. She is planning a spinoff for her two kids.
Good.
So that's healthy.
Excellent.
Right? That's
good.
And she may pose for Playboy.
They don't do nudes anymore.
They're bringing it back.
Oh, they are?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Me neither.
Then no.
Hefner's kid who's taken over says job one is going to be to reinstate the nudes.
Dad went crazy. I'm going to make some new rules.
Yeah.
We're going to put it back.
Keep putting your captain hat on, old man. Go have your pudding. Let me run your magazine for you. Cooper's going to take over and put that back. So, by the way, she also has a scheme to make her current boyfriend, Brian Tanaka, you know, the backup dancer that she was banging while she was dating James Packer, the billionaire.
Okay.
She wants to make them a thing. She wants them to be the new Kimye.
But Kimye involves Kanye, and he's a pretty big star.
Mariah Carey.
Right, but dancer.
Well, she has a name for him already. She's got a couple name for the two of them.
Okay.
Brian and Mariah. Marion.
Say it again.
Marion. Brian and Mariah.
Marion putting an N at the end of it. That's what he gets.
Basically.
No. Right. Bean says no.
All right. Bean votes no. Drake and Jennifer Lopez. They're a couple.
That's what Allie was saying.
Nope.
No. We took a walk down Conspiracy Alley earlier with this story, and she says they're just doing it for publicity. But People Magazine begs to differ.
If they have a new project coming out, I always think that's a possibility, that they're doing it just for publicity. Right?
Well,
it's a possibility.
It's a possibility, yeah. But if it's just for publicity, does Drake spend $100,000 on a necklace for Jennifer featuring 15 carats of diamonds set in platinum?
I doubt it.
Doesn't that sound like love?
That's a lot of money. But
she wore that necklace on New Year's Eve while she watched him with adoring eyes while he played the Hakkasan nightclub in Vegas.
Hmm.
By the way, Dave pointed out earlier today also that she was offered $1 million New Year's Eve gig of her own in Miami, and she turned it down to be in the audience.
She turned it down to spend time with her children at home in Los Angeles.
However, hanging out with Drake for New Year's Eve, the night she would have been working,
would give them even more publicity because, wait, didn't she turn it down to spend time with her kids? Now she's gallivanting out to Las Vegas? Give me a break. I see right through you.
What a snarled collection of wires and strings make up your brain.
Crazy. Love, Allie.
How to untie that Gordian knot in your head.
I love love.
Wow, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
I don't like people making a mockery of it. I think Drake just needs to be himself and love who he wants to love. It's not J-Lo.
Who is it?
Good night.
Well, he says it's Rihanna. He says he's been in love with her his whole life. But that's not happening. So J-Lo, maybe J-Lo's his backup.
Look,
let him have
it. I don't think there's any limit to the space in Drake's heart for love, okay? I think he can love Rihanna as much as he wants. But I also think, look, you would think just loving Rihanna would take up all that space in your heart, right? If you were just in love with Rihanna, you wouldn't have the extra space in your heart or your mind or your feelings for anybody else. But in this particular case, it's Jennifer Lopez. Hmm. So he also, I think, would recognize the fact that, first of all, she's a very special lady.
Right.
That they have a connection together that maybe even goes beyond the music. They've got similar social circles. They've got similar career trajectories. They both know what they want in life. And I think even more importantly, when you think about it, he must realize there's always room for J-Lo.
Yeah! You go to hell, you son of a bitch.
Come on, Dad.
Oh.
Dad called in. He didn't seem too happy. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. All these stars were born on today, January 12th. Kirstie Alley, 66 years old today. You watching that Scientology TV show on A&E?
It is crazy.
This week's episode was particularly
compelling. I didn't
see
Tuesday night. I did not see that one.
Oh, you got to. You got to see this one. This poor kid, Brandon, I forget his last name, but he threw a hammer through the window of the Scientology building here in Los Angeles because of what they did to his family in terms of separating, disconnecting him from his brother. And he also has a bipolar disorder.
Oh, man.
When he was in the church, they put him... they tried to cure him of his bipolar disorder.
Oh, because they don't believe in psychiatry. Right.
So they isolated him and put him in a room by himself.
Wow.
In isolation for weeks at a time in the hopes that it would run itself out, that his mental illness would just run its course. But he got vitamins.
Great.
Yeah. Horrifying tale. Anyway, Kirstie Alley, 66 years old today.
Good morning, everybody.
Rush Limbaugh, also 66. Howard Stern, 63. Rob Zombie, musician and, of course, very talented movie director as well, 52 years old today. Speaking of which, I'm still waiting for him to make that damn Broad Street Bullies movie he promised me a decade ago.
Didn't he?
He was going to make a movie about the Flyers in the 70s. Where the hell's that, Rob Zombie? A little less killer clowns, a little more hockey players. Rob Zombie? Andrew Siciliano, speaking of Philadelphia, by the way, brought up an interesting point this morning. With the San Diego Superchargers moving to Los Angeles, I get to see the Eagles twice next season.
Oh.
They're playing the Rams here, and then they will play the Chargers here as well. So I get two Eagles games.
There'll be losses, but, I mean, it'll be cool.
Yes, that's a win-win for Daddy. What's the matter?
All of us said ooh. Why are you looking at me? Oh, do not pull that out. That is awful.
Naya Rivera is 30 years old today. Zayn Malik is 24. Zach De La Rocha celebrates his 47th birthday. And Melanie Chisholm, Mel C from the Spice Girls, Sporty Spice.
Every week about this time, we catch up with our friend Dr. Drew Pinsky, who this week, rather than commenting on the news, has become the news. Hey, Doc, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Bean. I didn't really think it was that important, but tell them what you mean.
Well, you were caught where? Outside of what on Saturday night when TMZ came up and asked you about something that was going on in the news right now?
Outside of that new restaurant in Beverly Hills called Catch. And the paparazzi and TMZ sort of camp out there all the time. And I always just run out and keep my head down and just I park around the corner for that reason.
What a weird situation for you to be in.
That's why if people want to know how to stay out of the TMZ, just you don't go to these places.
Don't go to that restaurant.
It's simple, yeah.
And what kinds of things do they usually ask you about? Do they ask you? Are they basically trying to get you to diagnose celebrities in the news?
They're usually trying to get me to offer an opinion. You know, the same kinds of stuff I would comment on at CNN or anything like that. But some of the guys, particularly in Los Angeles, that are behind the camera, are really funny, and they're trying to joke with you and think of funny things to say. And they're nice. They're great. But then this crap storm emerged because
Tell us about the crap storm. What happened?
The crap storm was I made a comment about the four torturers of that poor disabled man down wherever that was. I forget now.
It was in Chicago.
Chicago, right.
And this was, for folks who don't know the story, this is four young people. It looked to me like they were age, 18 to 25 or something like that. African-Americans who somehow got a hold of a white, mentally disabled man, and they thought, not only are we going to torture him and really, like, hurt him, but we're going to laugh about it and stream it live on Facebook. And people were just astonished at the depravity of that.
That is the word I actually used in the commentary. I said, you know, and by the way, these kids, I don't use the word kids because they're now adults, but they all knew each other in high school. And I'm betting this has gone on for a long time. But they actually kidnapped him from a McDonald's, took him somewhere, really just tortured
awful.
Him. It was what it was. And there's absolutely no excuse for it. It was an evil, depraved act. But my thought was,
how did you figure out how to get the world to hate you out of this story?
Well, yeah, I'm getting to that part. So somewhere, I want Bean to diagnose me. I mean, do I have a giant target on my back? I'm trying to help. Why do people do that to me?
What did you say?
Okay, so I said was that I said, what has allowed these kids to deteriorate to that point where they thought not only that this is funny, but that the rest of the world would think this was funny, so they need to share it? That is a level of depravity where I thought, God, how did they get there? And I was sort of angry like everybody else. And then I saw the pictures of the 18-year-olds, and I just had this overwhelming, surprising feeling of sadness. I was shocked. I felt sad. I thought, oh, my God, these kids' lives are over. And not only that, they've been failed. They failed. You can't – this is – You can't. Human beings that get to this point, it's because their community has failed, their parents have failed. Mm-hmm. We have failed. We have an illness here. We have to deal with this. We have to understand it. We have failed them. We've got to correct course here. And everyone's aware there's a lot of violence in Chicago. This is a mess. It made me feel terribly sad.
Let me read the quote here, because here's what you said to the TMZ cameraman. But I had a very strange reaction. I felt sorry for the kids who were perpetrating it. I really felt horrible for them. Their lives are going to be over. We failed them. And as you described, Dr. Drew, in greater detail what your thought process was, it all makes sense. But I think what people heard was, I feel sorry for those bad kids.
Yes, I understand. But we can be more nuanced. It's not all black and white. It's not all evil and good. It's like, we can say that's a bad thing, and we can actually let the legal system function and take care of it and feel bad about it. It's okay to have two feelings.
Okay, Drew, take a breath.
Oh, my God. It's so primitive to say it's got to be all one way or all the rest. But
look,
is that why people hate me, Bean?
I mean, that's one of the reasons, sure.
Plus, he knocked up all those girls.
And he knocked up all those teen moms, right? No, but Dr. Drew, and I know not everything is about politics, but this is similar in – you nailed it when you said there's no nuance anymore. This is why so many people are fighting with people who voted for somebody else, is because everybody is 100% evil or 100% perfect. There's no such thing as a little bit of this, a little bit of that, one from column A, one from column B. People just don't see that anymore. They don't see complicated things anymore. Everything has to be simple.
People are messy. Relationships are messy. Life is messy. And we have this very strange and, frankly, primitive sort of quality about us now where if anything about our beliefs or our feelings are in any way challenged or opposed by somebody else, it's a threat to our very being.
Yes.
And there are actually functional MRI scans that have documented this now, that it's the same kind of threat response goes off as if we were being physically assaulted, like our physical being was being threatened. Now we can't even talk about politics without our very being being assaulted, which is that's primitive.
Dr. Drew, let me talk to you just for one second about timing, though.
Yeah.
maybe in the timing of it, people are horrified for that poor guy.
Yes.
And maybe a week later you feel terrible for the kids and their horrible situation that they may be in. Maybe that was too early.
Maybe. The emotions are too raw. And I get it. It's an explanation. If this didn't happen to me all the time, I would be more accepting of that explanation. Allie, any opinions here? I don't need a female opinion. Why do I have a target on my back?
Well, here's the thing. Because it's very easy to take a snippet of what you said, put that title, and everyone's going to click on it. But you know what? 90% won't click on it. They're going to see that title and be like, F that, doctor.
Right. And you got to know that you'll love this, Kevin and Bean. I'm still in the crap storm that emerged from this thing. People picked up again about the endometriosis thing.
All right.
Oh. You have endometriosis? No. That is shocking.
Isn't that crazy? No, what, 2 years ago or something, or 3 years ago, I said, made another comment that was completely taken out of context, where somebody called Loveline, and this boyfriend called about his girlfriend. He was very anxious and upset, and he was talking about how his girlfriend had IC. He used jargon for interstitial cystitis, and she had endometriosis, and she had pelvic lymphoma. And he just listed like five diagnoses. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. I go, hold on a second. One thing I know is when doctors are throwing one diagnosis in the other in the garbage bag, we call those garbage bag diagnoses. Not that diagnoses are illegitimate, but the throwing them in the garbage bag by the doctor is a problem. And it makes me wonder if this woman had been sexually abused because they're trying to explain this thing that doesn't have a real pathological basis. And he goes, yes, of course, she was severely sexually abused. I go, why don't you work on that a little bit? Well, the Endometriosis Society's took great exception.
Dr. Drew, do you mind if I ask a question? Because you don't seem to value my opinion much.
No.
So you just went back and recapped something that happened 2 years ago that you're upset people are bringing back up?
I'm upset that I can't believe that it came back up. I felt it warranted some explanation.
You are not a smart man.
Well, maybe if you hadn't said...
No, Kevin, you're on to something.
Thank you.
Going.
Maybe if you hadn't have said that Hillary was dying. Remember that?
Oh, there was that one, too.
Dr. Drew is a mess. He needs professional help. That's what I'm learning here. All right. Well, listen, we're almost out of time, but the truth of the matter is these kids, look, they did a horrible thing and they should have known better, but the bigger problem is that they didn't. That's what Dr. Drew's point is, right, is that we have failed. Everybody in these kids' life have failed those kids if they thought this was okay.
And we shouldn't even be using the word kid as applies to the perpetrators. They are either perpetrators or young adults. They're 18,
right, yeah.
They're adults.
18 to 24,
yeah. That is the point.
All right. Well, I hope we cleared that up. And I noticed that you did put out a statement in the KABC studios the other day where you kind of tried to clarify the remarks. Yep. Did that dampen the enthusiasm of your foes yet?
Go to KABC or I put it out on my Twitter and look at the video and see if that makes sense to people.
All right. Noon to 3 with Mike Catherwood on KABC AM 790. And, of course, drdrew.com for all the podcasts, live appearances, and so much more. Doc, we still love you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
San Diego Superchargers.
Nope.
What?
Hey, we've been talking about this all day long. It's official now. The Chargers have announced through a press release from their chairman, Dean Spanos, and owner, that they are relocating to Los Angeles to begin the 2017 NFL season as the Los Angeles Chargers. Here's the statement. San Diego has been our home for 56 years, but F you.
I don't think that's what he said.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, I didn't say that. It will always be part of our identity, and my family and I have nothing but gratitude and appreciation for the support and passion of fans that have shared with us over the years. But F you.
I don't think that's in there.
Again,
but today we turn the page and begin an exciting new era as the Los Angeles Chargers, blah, 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 blah. Now, we've been talking about this a lot on the show, including with Jim Rome earlier today, but you know what we haven't done is heard from Chargers fans. Now, Kevin, you had heard at one point that there were a lot of San Diego Chargers fans who don't live in San Diego, who live north and closer to us, right?
Yeah, I heard that half of their season ticket holders were from Orange County.
Hmm.
That's what I heard. So
that would surprise me, but if they're out there, we'd like to hear from them.
But
right
I
now.
Sold it earlier, didn't I? I mean, it really sounded.
I believed it.
It sounded real when I said it.
Like you meant it. Yeah. So if you're a Los Angeles Chargers fan, we want to hear from you right now at 1-800-520-1067. I am curious if you're now thrilled because now it's not as long a drive to go see your team, or if you're pissed off because, you know, because they're screwing San Diego.
I'm thrilled because I'm not a fan of either, but I'm a fan of the Cardinals, so there may be more football games here, or even good football games between the Chargers and other teams that I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
How far down, and by the way, you can call us right now if you're a Chargers fan, 1-800-520-1067. In Southern California, which is, I don't know, you could argue, along with New York, it's the sports capital of the United States. How far down on the list in terms of popularity and interest are the Los Angeles Chargers? After how many teams do you finally get to the Chargers?
Let's start from the top. The LA Kings are first.
Well,
right?
Probably.
And then maybe the... I don't know, because it's hard to say Lakers. It used to be Lakers.
I'd go Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Yeah.
Got to be
sure.
Dodgers.
Yeah.
Dodgers for reals have got to be number one.
Right. Behind the Kings, right. But then the Lakers, Clippers, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Clippers, probably Lakers in that order now, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ducks?
I don't know. You know, Ducks are down there.
Rams?
Rams are way down there. The problem with the Rams is that they were so terrible.
Yeah, that didn't help.
That did not help. Like, I went to one Rams game, and the Rams fans there were just... They were just beaten up. They hated their lives. They scored a touchdown at one point, and then there was a penalty. And all the Rams fans around me were like, oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, of course it was holding. Of course it was, because
no.
You're the Rams. Like, they were really just beaten
They're
up.
Already kind of jaded after
yes.
less than a season at that point in Los Angeles.
It was
right?
a rough season for them.
I mean, look, obviously Mr. Spanos knows he's going to make a lot of money. His team instantly becomes more valuable overnight because it's playing in a bigger market with bigger TV revenues and things like that. I get all of that. But there's no way he shows up in Los Angeles as some sort of hero now, right? Because he's bringing football back because football's already here.
I don't know what kind of an owner he is, but does he take some of those new income streams and build an actual franchise that can win in the NFL?
Well, that would make a big difference.
Yes.
All right, let's get a couple of phone calls on the air.
How about
like
that
I say,
logo, huh? Put a lot of work into that Dodgers logo.
We've been talking about it a lot, but we haven't heard from Chargers fans. So let's start with Raquel. She's in L.A., and she is on line four. She'll be first up here on this conversation on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Raquel.
Hi.
Hi there.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Chargers?
I live in San Diego.
Okay.
My boyfriend lives in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
He's moving to San Diego. And the Chargers are moving to L.A. I say don't let the door hit them on their way out of town. I'll miss them a little, but I don't want a boyfriend that doesn't want me. So good riddance.
All right. So
yeah, it's like a slap in the face.
So you're mad at him. I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that. All right. We're with you, Raquel. Thank you.
Apparently, it is not a two-way street with Chargers and their fans in some cases. All right. Let's try Eric Granada Hills up next. Line three, please.
All right. Hey, Eric.
How you doing, Kevin and Bean? Good morning.
We are What's good. Up? How are you?
Good. Good. Thank you.
You're excited?
Very excited, you know, long time Chargers fans, over 8 years, you know, it's been years and years of disappointment, but at least now I can be disappointed in my own backyard, you know.
All right.
Coach coming in, it's going to be good for us.
Now, did you become a Chargers fan because at the time you decided to start liking football, there was no Rams here and no Raiders here?
Yes, exactly. You know, I started watching football in elementary school and there was no team, so I checked out the teams in LA in California, and the Chargers just grabbed my attention.
All right.
And it's been 8 years since then.
Now, will it be harder, Kevin, for fans like Eric to see the Chargers on TV if they're now playing in a game locally that's not sold out?
Good point. I don't know. That's a good point, because most of the time it's a blackout,
right.
And you can't watch it on TV.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Huntington Beach. Line two, please. This is going to be Natalie up next. She is also a Chargers fan.
Hey, Natalie.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
What do you think about the Los Angeles Chargers?
Wow, that's the most enthusiasm I've heard all day from anyone.
Those are my boys. I'm ecstatic that they're coming. Can't wait. I go to at least 5 games this season. I would be a season ticket holder if they were in my backyard. Now they're going to be. I will be one.
There you go. So Natalie from Huntington Beach drove down for 5 games a season. That's almost as many home games as they have.
Now, does it make a difference to you if they change their name and they're no longer the Chargers?
Yeah. I wouldn't want that. I love Chargers. Yeah,
but
Chargers.
I think they're still the Chargers, aren't they?
They are for now, yeah.
For now.
They're talking about rebranding.
Did you see the new logo?
No new logo either. Keep the ball.
Oh,
well,
no, it's way too late for that. It's way too late for that, Natalie. I'm sorry to tell you, but it's basically a Dodgers logo with a little...
Yeah, there's a little bolt on it. You'll like that.
Just a little bit of a lightning bolt to the Dodgers, L.A.
Whatever. Yeah. We have the new logo. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it, Nellie. We have the logo up on all the Kevin Bean social, Facebook and
facial
Instagram
sites.
Everywhere. One of our listeners wrote in and said that it looked like, what did he say? It looked like the Dodgers logo and the Chargers logo had a baby that neither one of them won.
Yes.
Is what it looked like. All right, let's try Casey, please, line one. He's actually streaming the show in Austin, Texas, so I don't know why we care what the hell he thinks. But let's find out anyway. Hi, Casey, you're on the air.
Hi, it's actually a she, Casey.
Okay. Oh, hi, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. No, now, you are somehow a Chargers fan in Texas? What happened?
Well, I went to college in San Diego, grew up in Orange County, and moved to Austin a couple years ago. Still a Chargers fan. Just saw him play in Houston a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so why do you care? Why do you care where if they move, if you're in Austin?
Because it's a slap in the face. So I agree with the first caller. It's a slap in the face to the fan base. So you look at teams like, you know, Dallas and Green Bay, they've got a local fan base. They've got a huge, you know, that city is what that team is about. That team is about that city. But San Diego is a transient city. Most of the population there didn't grow up there. So they've already got a weak fan base as it is. And then you take them out of that city, you put them in L.A. where they can't even get a decent fan base for the Rams. They're going to cut that fan base in half, and it's just going to be a disaster.
So you think a bad move, even though Mr. Spanos will probably figure out a way to make a ton of money off of it just because of the move to L.A.?
Oh, it's a great move for him, but it's not a great move for the team. It's not a great move for the fan base.
I think a lot of people agree with you. All right, Casey, we appreciate you streaming the show. Thanks so much. Let's do one more. Let's make it David in Wilmington. He's line three. Gets the final word.
All right. Hey, David.
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
What do you think about the L.A. Chargers and their new logo?
I think it's trash. First of all, how are you going to move to L.A. and suddenly become the L.A. Dodgers, right, with this logo? I think the biggest issue is the Spanos family does not care about the fan base. I totally get the move in terms of a business move. But I think overall it's garbage for the fan base. I mean, I'm from San Diego, born and raised, and I've been living in L.A. I definitely will not be attending a single Chargers game as long as I'm out here. Just for the simple fact that we've been loyal for 55 years, only one Super Bowl appearance, and then for them to just kind of shut the door on us because we didn't want to pay for a new stadium is kind of wrong, in my opinion, to be honest.
So you live in Wilmington, but you're not going to go see the Chargers.
Definitely not. I was more willing to drive all the way down to San Diego to see my San Diego Chargers. I'm a diehard San Diego fan. I'll
right.
for the Padres, even though they suck. You know.
All right.
Chargers, you're a committed sports fan to root for the Padres. I got to tell you. All right. Well, it's going to be very interesting. I can't imagine the Rams are happy with their reception after year one. Be interesting to see.
I can't imagine they're happy with their season either, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of go hand in hand.
That's true. We'll see how this all plays out. But thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:41.
Time for a final look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday morning. That means it's Ralph Garman time.
Here's the Showbiz Beat calendar. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it is now. Okay. Kevin Smith and I are taking the stage at the Improv on Melrose with another fun-filled edition of Hollywood Babylon. Come on out and see us, won't you? Go to improv.com to get your tickets for tomorrow night's show. And tonight, on the Showbiz Beat calendar, if you would like to meet a terrific guy and a very talented writer, Brad Meltzer.
Oh, we love Brad.
He's going to be doing a reading and book signing of his brand new children's book, I Am Jim Henson.
He is a dick.
He is not.
He's not a dick at all, Kevin. He's a super nice guy.
Why did that guy say that?
It's part of his I Am series about ordinary people who
changed
the world.
He is the founder of ISIS.
No.
He's the founder of ISIS.
He didn't found
ISIS. He's the man who invented Booyah.
No,
he's none of those
none
things.
None of those things. But he is a man the intelligence community comes to and says, hey, how do people do this if they wanted to be this kind of spy? How would they do it? He's like, let me figure it out for you.
Yeah.
Boom. Drop some knowledge on you. And then I'm going to write the most amazing children's books ever as well. My little six-year-old daughter loves this series of books. She loves the Lucille Ball one and Amelia Earhart and Jane Goodall. And now I Am Jim Henson, the story of the legend behind the Muppet Empire, is his latest. And he's doing a reading and a book signing at the Barnes & Noble there at the Grove at 7 p.m. tonight. So if you're in the neighborhood or you want to meet Brad and get his new book, tonight, 7 p.m.
Doesn't he always
because
call
a thing
people
like
Bubba?
That should have never been written? And it should certainly never have been released.
It should have been written, and it ended.
I feel like he
released.
Talked right over that girl. She had a great question. Doesn't he always call people Bubba?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't at all. He's a very, very talented, sophisticated man. And there's no Bubbas.
Why would I?
No Bubbas,
why would you
man.
Say that ever?
Why would I even I've ever said.
I don't know.
No Bubba's here, ma'am. I'm Mike Diamond. We're having Brad on tomorrow, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah. 8 a.m.
I think it was the Iron Sheik. Yep. I was asking about the Iron Sheik. Doesn't he always call?
What happened? What? No one cares.
Just having a conversation.
Hey, we're on the air right now.
Yeah, why don't
Are
you
we
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, we're on
right
the air.
Now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh,
save
sorry.
That for your podcast.
I would listen to that.
Really?
Chip and Allie?
Would you?
I would, yeah.
For how long? How long do you think you'd listen for that?
5-6 minutes.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Monsters? Kevin. You're nice.
4 or 5 minutes, you know.
You just said 5 or 6.
Whatever.
Speaking of friends of the show, we just had Caitlin Olson on for her new series, The Mick. Fox has announced they're ordering 4 more additional episodes of that freshman comedy for their first year. I'm very happy to see that because it's a very funny show. Fox also announced Empire has been renewed for a 4th season. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where's my Empire? I don't know, Cookie. You can't have the Empire. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my cut of the Empire. It's going to happen. 4th season, she's going to get her cut, I bet. I know. Never seen it. And they've also announced a brand new game show hosted by Jamie Foxx called Beat Shazam, in which contestants will try to identify music's biggest hits before the cell phone app Shazam can. How can you beat an app? How do you beat a smartphone?
I think the answer to that in Shazam's case is it takes 5 or 6 seconds for it to process what it's hearing and then spit out an artist and a title. So I think there is kind of a built-in lag time that allows you, if you're fast enough, to win.
I don't like it.
I mean, I feel like it's a thin
premise?
Idea,
yeah.
Premise for a show.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Unless it's a 10-minute show.
Oh, one of those new 10-minute shows.
Like Children's Hospital was like 12 right? minutes long. Those yeah. are perfect.
You guys watching Lethal Weapon, speaking of Fox?
No.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Pretty darn good. Pretty good.
But that had pretty to be in good. The category of shows before you watched it that you thought, we don't need this.
I was dubious. I must admit, I was dubious. But I said, in the interest of world peace, I'm going to give it a chance.
You've never said that.
No, I have not. But I said, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm curious. I want to check it out. And I really enjoyed it.
How about that?
It's about to get even a little bit better, I think. Thomas Lennon.
Okay.
Will be a guest star on an upcoming episode playing the same character that Joe Pesci played in the movies. Remember in, was it 3, I guess?
Oh,
when they
F you with the drive-thru.
They F you with the drive-thru. They F you with the drive-thru. He was funny.
He was so funny.
And Thomas Lennon's going to take over that role in the series. So
He's still doing an Odd Couple?
Sure is.
That show's still on.
It sure is.
Wow.
Really?
Are we positive?
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think I heard it was canceled.
I believe it's...
We did see a report that they were not making any more episodes, but it is still on.
Forever?
I see it on my DVR.
Oh.
But you heard that they're not making any more episodes.
I see it on my DVR.
That's my question, because you're
Who's recording
it? Recording
The Odd Couple?
Weird Al was a guest recently.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
So I you did set it up. To, you don't want to miss Al in prime time.
Did not see that coming.
I... But...
It's so
good. I just...
And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done.
Yes, it is.
No, it's right. Not at all. That's me.
It's so good.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
And by the way, it's not my favorite show.
You're a miracle.
It's not my favorite show, but Thomas Lennon is so talented.
Agreed.
Great.
Really fun to watch him.
Yes.
We were all on that tip before when Ralph was doing the story.
All right.
Keep going, Ralph. Just act like it didn't happen.
He can't.
You can do it.
It just feeds into this next story because this is news. Though I hate to go there because of him, but what am I going to do?
You could ignore it. You could ignore the story.
It's pretty impressive, though. 4 decades of music from Weird Al Yankovic is being put into a box set that they just announced.
Yay!
Kids seem to love it.
14 of Al's studio albums, remastered for CD and vinyl, plus an album of rare and unreleased tracks, a collector's book of photos and memorabilia from the archives, all housed in a detailed replica of Al's accordion. That's the box that it all comes in. And the set is called Squeeze Box, the complete works of Weird Al Yankovic. So this means he's retiring then, right? He's done. He's finished. We got
well,
it all.
He's had a little bit of a break in his career because his record contract ran out with Epic Records. So I think he may even have the rights to this music now.
Oh, wow.
I think it may be his to do what he pleases with. So he's
going to retire. He's just going to lay down the accordion.
He's not going to retire.
Yeah, he is.
He's just going to work more on his own schedule now.
I believe Bean talks with him daily, so we probably should.
This looks like a fantastic package, though, that I think will be a great, great item for a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Al has millions of fans. You know
are
that,
a miracle.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Zach De La Rocha, 47 years old today. Kirstie Alley turned 66, as does Rush Limbaugh. He is 66 as well. Howard Stern, 63. Rob Zombie's 52. Naya Rivera of Glee fame turns 30 years old. Zayn Malik is 24. And Melanie C., Sporty Spice herself of the legendary Spice Girls, she turns 43 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Can't help but notice that a beer mug has stepped into the studio.
That's what that smell is.
What's up, beer mug?
Good morning, everybody. I'm so excited for what I'm about to do today.
Okay. Oh.
I'm going to be down at Venice Beach at noon because they have a training event for the Tough Mudder. Are you guys familiar with the Tough Mudder?
Yeah, it's an obstacle course in the mud.
It's awesome. It's not just an obstacle course. There's obstacle courses and then there's obstacle courses and this is it.
So it's definitely an obstacle course.
You've clarified it perfectly for everyone. Thank you.
So there are obstacle horses and obstacle courses?
Yes.
Okay. And this is not an obstacle course?
This is an obstacle course.
This is the cream of the crop.
Okay.
And I will be down at Venice Beach. They're having the training event from 8 to 7 today because you guys know when you think of...
Hold on.
You know,
8 to 7?
Stop.
Yeah.
So
8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
It's going on now and it's going on until 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right.
And when you guys think of, you know, athleticism and stamina,
mm-hmm.
you guys think of me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go test out some of the obstacles that they're going to have at Tough Mudder, which is going to be March 25th and 26th at Glen Helen Raceway. So they're going to have the training event today, and we're going to be filming a video.
Oh, dear.
Which will be up at krock.com for all you guys to enjoy.
Awesome.
All right. So it's free
to the public.
Yes.
It's open now until 7 p.m. It's the Tough Mudder training event at Venice Beach, and Beer Mug will be down there doing his thing around noon.
Yeah, more info at toughmudder.com.
Who knows more about Tough Mudders than Beer Mug? I met his mudder, and she's tough. Believe me, you, because she hates the Dodgers.
The so-called helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home at 5 p.m. on the world-famous K-Rock today. Tomorrow morning is Friday. That means we've got the movie beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. We talked to R.J. Bell about the NFL playoff weekend. We're going to talk to Howie Mandel. We've got Brad Meltzer in the studio. We've got a brand-new internet roundup, and we've got your tickets for U2 at the Rose Bowl.